Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is downplaying the sharing of Yemen attack plans to a group chat that included a journalist.
Democrats and Republicans alike criticized the incident as a serious national security breach, but the president called it the only glitch in 2 months of his administration. He claimed on NBC News that it didn't turn out to be a serious matter, and he expressed confidence in his national security advisor. Earlier this month, the editor-in-chief for The Atlantic received details of a U.S. military attack in a secure messaging app 2 hours before the airstrikes began. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Doge takes a look at public broadcasting.
PBS and NPR officials are set to appear before the House Doge subcommittee today as they prepare for questions about federal support for public broadcasting. The pair, along with their respective local stations, are funded through an over $500 million appropriation provided by Congress through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Both PBS and NPR have been slammed for their far-left programming while being funded by American taxpayers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Correspondent Jennifer King reports the Trump administration will be allowed to suspend approval of new refugees, even as the lawsuit plays out.
Under the order, refugees who were conditionally approved before President Trump took office must still be processed. Melissa Keeney, an attorney with the International Refugee Assistance Project, says tens of thousands of refugees will still have the opportunity to restart their lives in the United States. Trump's executive order said the program would be suspended because communities taxed by record levels of immigration can't absorb large numbers of migrants. The court sided with President Trump and the Department of Justice and narrowed a decision by a judge in Seattle. The panel pointed to a 2018 Supreme Court decision that upheld the president's travel ban during his first term that targeted mostly Muslim countries. Jennifer King, Washington.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
Five.
Good Wednesday morning, hump day morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Well, the outer loop is definitely looking at something, and as soon as we can get Chart to turn that camera at Liberty Road to the left, we can get an idea of what they're looking at, because we're backed up all the way back to 795 already, and it's just now a little bit after 6. Traffic is moving okay down at Security Boulevard. So again, it's between Liberty Road and Windsor Mill Road, whatever it is, and there's not a lot of room there in that construction zone. So we're trying to figure it out and see exactly where these vehicles are. In the meantime, we had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway overnight, clearing to the shoulder now, outer loop before the American Legion Bridge, and it's been slow in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today. Steadily warming up the rest of the week. So by Saturday, afternoon highs near 80. 54 today. 60 tomorrow. Friday, there's a slight chance of a shower. 65 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 38 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Today marks 1 year since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. In the overnight hours of March 26, 2024, the container ship Dolly lost power, rammed into a support pier, knocking down the bridge. 6 members of a road crew killed when the bridge collapsed into Patapsco. Governor Wes Moore will be holding a commemoration this morning, and the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Turner Station will be holding a day of remembrance. The church is located near the north side of the bridge. Maryland Congressman Johnny Ushesky is calling for an investigation into the Trump administration's use of an unsecured message app after a group chat mistakenly included a journalist. The Democrat member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the use of non-classified means to communicate war plans in real time is reckless and calls into question the experience, qualifications, and judgment of those leading national security. Meanwhile, Maryland GOP Congressman Andy Harris defended Pete Hegseth and Elon Musk at a telephone town hall yesterday. Thousands of people took part in the town hall. Harris told them Hegseth was not to blame for including the editor of the Atlantic magazine in Monday's group chat on an unsecured platform. He does not believe Hegseth knew a journalist was in the chat. The First District Rep says President Trump is fortunate to have somebody of the caliber of Elon Musk. He told participants if people were satisfied with the federal government, they would not have like the Donald Trump, who promised to increase efficiency in the federal government. It's 6:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 705. Your pick 4, 5404. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Roster needs to be final at 12 noon today for the Birds as they make their final preparations for the 2025 baseball season. The opener tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Toronto. It'll be Zach Eflin on the hill for Baltimore, making his second consecutive opening day start, second consecutive against the Jays. He did it last year for the Rays. Jose Berrios will go for Toronto tomorrow. Ravens made a move yesterday, agreeing to terms on a one-year deal with veteran cornerback Chidobe Awuzie, Baltimore filling the slot left when Brandon Stevens opted to sign with the Jets, Awuzie entering his ninth NFL season, formerly of the Titans and the Bengals. On the ice last night in Winnipeg, the Caps did not get the desired result in a 3-2 overtime loss to the Jets, but Alex Ovechkin's march continued.
Van Riemsdyk is still up in the play, lost his hockey stick. Nice pass, Ovechkin!
Yeah.
Scores! Ovechkin, 889, Washington 2-all.
That was a huge goal. Joe Beninati with the call, a monumental. It tied it at 2 with 4 minutes to play. But again, Winnipeg in overtime, the two best teams in the NHL. Ovi now just 6 away from the all-time record. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Locksley at a news conference responds to Kevin Willard. And that is Stein on Sports.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, Doge is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
From Annapolis to Catonsville. From Dundalk to Reisterstown. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie. And from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Of the morning,
to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday hump day, March 26, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott, proud that he remembered to turn on his microphone this morning.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. It's always a good start for you, Bruce.
Yeah.
Here we go. Top stories here today. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz explains Signalgate. And we'll take a look at the consequences of that. But Maryland lawmakers debating the smoke and mirrors budget yesterday in a marathon session in, of course, Annapolis, the Maryland General Insane Asylum, once again, telling us that there's going to be somehow mysterious $500 million in cuts on top of the nearly $2 billion that Governor Moore had originally proposed. And, of course, nearly 200 amendments were made to the bill, budget bill alone, and dozens more added to the Budget Financing Act. But the big story here, of course, is that we have all sorts, about a dozen Republican amendments yesterday. All failed. All of them failed. Most of them looking for more cuts or to relieve the tax burden on Marylanders.
This is a tax on any and everybody who would buy a vehicle in our state.
That tax also applies to short-term rental cars.
We tax every rental car transaction in the state of Maryland at 11.5%. But now we're going to double tax it. Taxing.
Yeah. It is. This state is very taxing. Living in the state now, very taxing. And it's about to get much, much worse. $1.67 billion in new taxes. Democrat delegate Mark Corman says he admits this is a burden on the middle class.
But there is a burden on Maryland taxpayers. It's true. We are trying to find the right balance between investing in the things we want to invest in and keeping costs low for people and keeping our state's competitiveness high.
He was probably reprimanded for using the word right in any capacity before the General Insane Asylum. Then there's the IT tax. We're going to have a guest on next hour. Sure, the impact of this is not just on businesses, it's on consumers as well.
Our business climate is a dumpster fire.
A tax that has never actually had a public hearing in Ways and Means.
You didn't even have a hearing on this tax. How devastating it would be. They killed the service delivery tax. They killed the service business-to-business tax. And now they put this monster on businesses and on Marylanders. And again, as far as who's going to pay? Well, Democrat Delegate Julie Balavich Carr basically telling the truth here.
Any consumer or business is purchasing services that we're talking about, for instance, cloud storage, web hosting, yes, they will need to pay the 3% tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody that basically uses the internet, okay?
Oh, it's the world.
Yeah. So if you use the internet, if you have cloud storage, if any kind of web-based business, any kind of software, I mean, that's a whole thing, maybe software as well. And we're going to talk with a guy, Andrew Leonard, from a software company, coming up at 7 o'clock. This is going to be really ratchet up the expenses in the state of Maryland. Because you know how much we do now digital-related or digital-based.
You know, eventually, the consumer ends up paying for it all.
Yeah, but that's the real key. Wait to hear what one Democrat said about the capital gains tax. It's coming up.
Marvy. 613 right now. Talk Radio 680. WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the man who knows all, Chuck Whitaker.
95 again today. Not catching a break. Not at the Fort McHenry Tunnel right now, but it's southbound on 95. Caton Avenue ramp area. Tractor trailer broken down. Right lane. And he's sitting there on the right side of the roadway. It looks like a patrol car just pulled up. And in the meantime, we're going to back up towards 395. Two lanes getting by, center and the left. If he has to be towed away, well, that's going to take a while because you need a big wrecker to get this thing off the roadway. So that's southbound 95, about a mile before the Beltway as you're coming out of the city from Camden Yards and out to the Beltway southbound through there. Now, whatever was on the Beltway, never got a look at it. The truck folks never changed the camera, but we had the slowdown, outer loop south of Liberty Road. It looks like to me that it's corrected itself, but the early delay was there, and already we're backed up on the outer loop back towards 795. Never got a look to see what it might have been, and now it looks like it's gone. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel 4 forecast today cooler, but it'll be dry today, 54. Tomorrow's high around 60, and then slight chance of scattered showers coming up on Friday, 65. You ready for this? Saturday. Get ready.
I'm ready.
It could reach a high of 80.
Wow.
This coming Saturday. So maybe just get through Friday and the weekend. Enjoy the entire weekend. So I don't know about Sunday. We'll check that out as well. Right now, cloudy, 41.
You know what 80 degrees on Saturday means to me? Oh, good. My wife already has me slated to clean the garage.
41 in Columbia, 40 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. There's a new thermal vent spewing steam into the air in Yellowstone National Park. They're calling it
the Whitaker.
Mount Whitaker. Yes, absolutely. How did you know?
There's a guess.
That's what I've been using for my humidifier overnight.
You still got the grunge, man.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Jeez. Almost about 80% better today.
All right. Yeah, they might,
coming
might,
along.
There's some shots for that, let me tell you.
Oh, I've had those.
Okay.
Oh, really?
You've had all your shots?
A couple of shots a day. What
That's
are you talking
what
about?
It is. President Trump standing by staff members who accidentally included a reporter in a Signal text group about a military attack on the Houthis in Yemen. Those involved said, it really was a misunderstanding. The bombing they were referring to was Snow White, which is now out in movie theaters. Europeans
attacking the blowfish next time.
Yeah, that's right. Europeans are canceling their summer vacations to the United States to protest against President Trump.
Fine.
Good. No guys in Speedos at Bethany Beach this summer.
Oh, that should be fun. Who's that, Joe Biden?
Yeah, but who's never known as a Speedo.
There's a guy who shows up at the gym that I belong to wearing a Speedo.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on, man. Really?
Really? New study shows that a diet of plant-based foods can help you live disease-free until the age of 70. And it gets better.
Too late, Chuck.
If you never eat a Taco Bell, that 70 will feel like 100.
Yes.
Incarcerated Tiger King. Remember him? Joe Exotic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He called into David Spade's podcast to tell Spade that Spade should portray him in the movies.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
He's anticipating movies already?
Yeah. Well, I think all you do is you take the movie Joe Dirt and you just replace it with Joe Exotic and you got the same movie.
Sure.
Ever wonder why you can't remember being a baby?
I can't remember.
Yeah. New study out shows that you do have memories from infancy, but your adult mind cannot access those memories for some strange reason.
What's the earliest memory you have?
I think probably when I was about four.
Four?
Yeah, three or four.
Really?
Yeah.
About a year and a half for me.
A year and a half? Really? What do you remember when you were a year and a half old?
Well, I can make it a year and a half because my parents moved from where we were to the suburbs. We were in an apartment in downtown Chicago, or at south side of Chicago. I remember a squirrel on the ledge, and I remember the oven, the stove in the kitchen. The reason I remember the stove is I just remember the stove. My mom used to tell me, she used to spank my hands daily because I'd go in and turn everything up.
Oh.
And there were no pilot lights.
See, I was born in Denver. My father was in the service, and I don't remember anything from Denver. We moved to Baltimore.
It's Denver, after all.
In 1959. That was my first memory in Irvington, was seeing Chuck Whitaker shake down other kids on the block.
That's scary, yeah.
Okay.
At Augusta Avenue, right outside the rickshaw.
It's being called a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event. A star in the Corona Borealis constellation could explode on Thursday and be visible to the naked eye. It's not the first time a major star exploded. Just think of Jussie Smollett.
Yes.
Okay. Or maybe Kanye West or P. Diddy or all of the above, if you will. Ice-T will now sing happy birthday to you or someone you love. He's the latest celebrity to do personalized greeting e-cards with American greetings. Of course, the first one to do this was Dolly Parton.
The days go by faster and faster. The calendar turns another year past you. It's a special day for you to shine. Friends all around with cheers and wishes. Candles on the cake that's just delicious. It's all for you today, 'cause it's birthday time. 'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for
celebrating. I don't know what it costs. But there's Dolly and Kevin Bacon, Martin Short, Lainey Wilson, and Shaq also do these now with iced teas. Well, he's calling himself Nice Tea.
Nice Tea.
Because it's a birthday greeting. If there was a star that you would be interested in having sing a birthday greeting to you, anybody come to mind?
Yeah, her name is Marina, I think. She was...
Marina?
Nah, what's your first...
Is she a stripper?
No. She's been a number of series, brunette, big eyes. She was in...
A stripper?
No. She's been in a couple of series, either her or Gal Gadot. Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, Gadot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. She's in the Snow White movie.
Is she really?
Yes, she is. She was Wonder Woman.
Yes, yeah.
So I'd rather tied up with that invisible rope.
Yes, Chuck. Yes,
Chuck is on it today.
Exactly what I want.
He's feeling better. You can tell.
I would like to have. He's not here anymore. I'd like to have Robin Williams do one for me.
Robin, well, that would be hilarious. That would be a riot. I think I'd like to have Don Rickles do mine. I think that would just be. I'd like to have him rip me a new one.
Happy birthday. Don't feel like a klutz. It's your birthday. You're a putz.
Thank you very much. I'm telling you, man, you got a good night's sleep last night.
I did.
I'm telling you.
I did.
Yeah. All right. Any other secret to your success here this morning?
I'm just telling you that that humidifier that I had and got the last couple of days has worked wonders.
Really?
So, allowing me to sleep.
Well, I'm amazed because Florida is not exactly a dry climate. I'm just saying.
You know. And, of course, Chuck's not a dry house either.
So true.
There you have it.
Not at all.
All right, we must mosey along. Thanks,
all right,
Chuck.
Mosey.
See you in a couple. 6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott and more on the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And we're going to hear what one Democrat said about capital gains taxes. It's coming up here on WCBN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23 Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
You have delays on 95 coming south from Camden Yards out to the Beltway southwest side. Tractor trailer, they kind of moved them over to the right side to get them out of the right lane, but they're still blocking the right lane. So I don't know if you had a fuel spill there or exactly what, but they're not letting traffic in the right lane southbound. Center and the left getting by. You'll have that delay as you're moving south from 395 and eventually out to the Beltway. All the lanes are back open once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Weather Channel says cooler day today, dry 54. Things start warm up. Tomorrow will be 60. Friday, 65 with a chance of showers. Saturday, we could see 80. Mm-hmm. It's 42 right now and cloudy in Annapolis, 41 in Ellicott City. We're talking about the Maryland General Insane Asylum and its budget, the big debate yesterday, of course. A little bit later on the show, we'll show you or exhibit the soft tyranny of the supermajority. Wait to hear the way they were just shutting down Republicans yesterday in Annapolis. It's sort of like just swatting them like flies. Yeah. But of course, the big concern really are middle class and businesses. What kind of business environment is this going to leave when they're through taxing us to death?
At what point in time, when we talk about taxes like this, are we not worried about companies just saying goodbye, Maryland?
Businesses are not just making decisions about where to locate purely based on taxes.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Some of them can't,
yeah,
because of the sheer size of the business. But here's what happens. Either if they can't do business in Maryland, they pull up stakes and leave. If they can't pull up stakes and leave, they pass on the cost of that burden to us, the consumers. That's how it works, folks. And most Democrats don't understand economics 101. Like this Howard County delegate, Jennifer Feldmark, talking about the capital gains tax, and that is being increased. A new 2% capital gains tax on those earning more than $350,000 a year.
And this is about asking folks who are doing well, right? They're making capital gains. This is money that they didn't have to work to earn. Oh. These aren't wages. This is money you make by investing money you already have. Okay? And this is additional income, passive income, folks like to call it. And we're saying we're going to tax it 1% more.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, so it's money you already have.
Yeah.
How did one get that money that you already have in the first place?
It just fell from the skies, don't you know, Bruce? The fact that you were born in Maryland, you are gifted with
money.
Gifted
money you already have.
Exactly. Money you already have. You didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. Who said that? It was Barack Hussein Obama, didn't he?
That's right.
You didn't earn that money. So this is what Democrats think. They think it's not our money, it's their money. See, you didn't earn that, so we're now going to take stuff that you didn't earn. This is the mindset of these progressive Marxist fools running this state. So let's go through the list here. They're increasing the cannabis tax from 9 to 12%. They're implementing a 6% sales tax on photo and art material used in advertising. 6% sales tax on precious metal coins or bullion on sales worth over $1,000. Items sold at the Baltimore City Convention Center would be exempt. 6% tax on vending machine purchases. 2% capital gains on those earning more than $350,000. Increasing the maximum local income tax rates to 3.3%. Limit itemized deductions for people earning more than $200,000 a year. Two new tax brackets are now in place. If you earn between $500,000 and $1 million, you can be taxed at 6.25%. If you earn more than $1 million, taxed at 6.5%. And they've increased the standard deductions, $3,350 for single filers, $6,700 for joint filers. And then there's the 3% data and IT tax, or the tech tax. We'll get to that at the top of next hour. In addition to that, they changed the definition of historic cars to any model earlier than 1999. They've accelerated the increase on vehicle registration fees by 1 year. So if I've already paid my vehicle registration for 2 years, do I get double dipped prior to that? Since this will go into effect July 1 of this year, do I now have to pay again? Got to get into the weeds on that one.
Yeah, what happens if you already have your historic plates on your vehicle, and now all of a sudden you find out they've redefined that, and your historic car is no longer a historic car?
You'll have to pay more, pardon the pun. Increase vehicle excise tax to 6.25%, which anybody who purchases a car is going to be paying that. A new 3.5% excise tax on short-term rental cars. So we already tax rental cars, so they are increasing that. Increase the maximum fee for emissions, which is a joke, from $14 to $30. Increase certificate of title fees to $200 for new and used vehicles. And that's just to kick it all off. Let's go to Mike in Prince George's County.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I would advise everyone listening to listen to Governor Youngkin's speech yesterday about the state of the state for Virginia and what they're doing. It is the exact polar opposite of Maryland. They have a $3.2 billion surplus. They're giving tax rebates to taxpayers, a record investment in education. Businesses are pouring in. Residents are pouring in. Tax receipts are skyrocketing. It's the exact opposite of Maryland. If you want to see what real leadership looks like and see what you're not getting, listen to that speech. It doesn't matter who you are, Democrat, Republican, Independent. Just listen to it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm guessing there's no 3% tech tax in Virginia, especially Nova.
Tech companies are racing into the state because of the way they have structured it, because they're business friendly.
Yep, absolutely.
We are getting short shrift so much by this governor and this legislature. They're just the worst in the union. That's why Maryland's 50 dead last in business.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right.
Listen to that speech.
Mike, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate that. It's a great point. 6:30, time for news headlines. And with the latest, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland GOP Congressman Andy Harris defending Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Elon Musk during a telephone town hall yesterday evening. Thousands of folks took place in the town hall. Harris told them that Hegseth was not to blame for including the editor of the Atlantic magazine in Monday's group chat on an unsecured platform. He does not believe Hegseth knew a journalist was on the chat. The First District Representative says President Trump is fortunate to have somebody of the caliber of Elon Musk. He told participants if people were satisfied with the federal government, they would not have elected Donald Trump, who promised to increase efficiency in the government. A 25-year-old man remains in critical condition after he was shot in the head near Pimlico Elementary School yesterday afternoon. The school was placed on lockdown as police investigated the shooting, and students were dismissed without incident after the lockdown was lifted. Baltimore County Police arrested a suspect in connection with a double murder in Woodlawn earlier this year. Homicide detectives say 18-year-old Markle Cohn, and I'm saying that's Markle Cole, is charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. Police say the victims were found dead at the scene, 3400 block of Aurora Lane, January 11th. Cole is being held on a no-bond status at the Baltimore County Detention Center. A judge rules that the former Baltimore County priest facing child sex abuse charges is eligible for home detention as he awaits trial. According to the Baltimore Sun, the judge ordered William Mannion, or Father Bill, to be held without bail, but allowed his release on home detention. Coming up at 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick three, lottery number 705. Your pick four, 5404. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so this incident involving this tractor-trailer is 95 southbound near the Caton Avenue Bridge, mostly now on the right shoulder. So now we're getting most of the lanes by. Backup starts there, goes all the way back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're going to try and see if we recover after this particular point coming south on 95. Very quickly, 895 backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. So here we go again with early delays and big delays trying to get south into both the harbor tunnels. New wreck, a rescue, a lot of vehicles involved here. Martin Boulevard, Middle River Road, rescues there now. Maybe a second, possibly a third medic unit arriving there. And there's a new wreck on the BW Parkway.
Highway northbound at 197 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today, steadily warming up the rest of the week. So by Saturday, afternoon highs near 80, 54 today. 60 tomorrow. Friday, there's a slight chance of a shower. 65 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. What to do with Heston Kerstad? One of the decisions the Orioles need to make by noon today as the Birds finalize their opening day roster. It's assumed that Kerstad is on it. He certainly had a spring worthy of it. But with the acquisition of Tyler O'Neill, a fair question is, how much playing time will the left-hander receive? And then when Gunnar Henderson and Mateo are ready, who goes down? All part of the early season machinations as the Orioles work through it. It begins tomorrow in Toronto at 3:07 p.m. Zach Eflin, Jose Berrios on the hill up north. Ravens made a move yesterday, agreeing to terms on a one-year contract with veteran cornerback Chidobe Awuzie. Baltimore filling the slot left when Brandon Stevens opted to sign with the Jets. Awuzie, entering his ninth NFL season, will join a defense that at one point was the worst in the league a year ago, but turned that around in the season's second half. Defensive coordinator Zach Orr tells us how they did it.
We talk about that time here and in our defensive room is just adversity's you're gonna face adversity, whether it's in football or it's gonna be in life. And we always talk about the true testament of a man or a human being is, how do you handle adversity when it strikes? Are you gonna fold, or are you gonna make something of it and come out on the other side of it?
And they made something of it in the season's second half. As Terps basketball prepares for tomorrow night's Sweet 16 match with the Florida Gators in San Francisco, head football coach Mike Loxley addressed the media gathered in College Park for the start of spring football. Loxley was asked about Willard's public comments last week about the split of NIL money at the University of Maryland.
I mean, I'm an old school DC guy. Family business is family business. So, you know, I have no comment on any of those things. I mean, it doesn't pertain to my business. It doesn't pertain to what I need to do. As I've stated, since I've been here, I've gotten the resources that I've needed to build a foundation. I've learned in 33 years of coaching, there are no utopias. Every family has their issues and their dirty little secrets, but I'm of the opinion those are handled individually, handled behind closed doors within family ranks.
The split of $20 million in NIL money is thought to be $14 million for football, $4 for basketball, $2 for the non-revenue sports. Two best teams in the NHL faced off last night in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Caps and Jets. It was 2-1 Winnipeg with 4 minutes to play.
Van Riemsdyk is still up in the play. Lost his hockey stick. Nice pass. Ovechkin. Yeah. Scores! Alex Ovechkin! 889! Washington 2-2.
Joe Beninati with the call of monumental. Ovi's goal tied it at 2 with 4 to play, but the Jets snag it in overtime. 3-2 the final. Ovi now 6 away with 11 to play. Caps are in Minnesota tomorrow night. They'll be at home against the Sabres on Saturday. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Orange Saturdays are on the horizon.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
So I had a moment yesterday, and I was thinking, I was in the car, mm-hmm. and I was thinking, what something special can I do for you guys? Because you guys have been so good to me, right? You treat me so well.
Oh, shut
you
up.
Never make
you
fun of me.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, no, not at all. So Bruce, I'll figure out something to do for you.
Oh, okay? Sure you will.
But I know what I'm going to do for Sean.
Okay.
I came across this yesterday, and the Orioles made a press release yesterday saying that every Saturday home game this season, 2025, is going to be dubbed Orange Saturday. They're going to wear their orange uniforms, orange jerseys, orange pants. I know how much you love it, Sean.
Yeah. So if they're going to do that, that's fine.
Okay.
But make sure they're going to play like the last team.
1971.
Okay. That clad the all orange.
I got you.
And they went out and proved it on the field.
So they need four 20-game winners
to do
that.
They need four 20-game winners to do it. That's a good start.
Okay, that's not happening. But what I'm going to do for you, Sean, because I know how much you love the orange.
You're going to wear orange?
No.
To work
I'm going to get you a season ticket package Saturday only. So you can go with 30 other thousand fans who are all dressed up in orange. Yeah. There's Sean Casey in white.
I just like the black with the orange. Yeah.
Orange, aren't you glad he said that?
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
Orange Saturdays this year at Oriole Park.
All right. Thanks so much, Gary. You're such a thoughtful guy.
I'm really nice.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All the Democrats are trying to distinguish themselves, and they have, at least in one very particular area.
Somebody slap me and wake me the up, because I'm ready to get on with it.
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
Off. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk and his hackers don't know about what it means to run a housing program.
To think that Elon Musk or Donald Trump give a about our public schools. Trump.
I don't swear in public very well, but we have to Trump.
Oh, yeah, they're really good on that whole profanity thing. And then one of the individuals who'd love to be president 4 years from now is the former vice presidential candidate on the Democrat ticket this past time around, Tim Walz of Minnesota. This was just inserted in part of his kind of stump speech. He's already running, folks. This is a campaign speech from Tim Walz.
Well, no, I hate it. They scream socialism, whatever, bull. Then after that, you don't have to pay Social Security. I'm like, that's bull. You know, from wherever, bull. It was our neighbors. Oh, this student loan forgiveness thing, that's bull. You know, the whole thing is they're going to do performance pay, which is so insulting. I come back home to lick my wounds and say, at least we won here. Young people are saying, you're like, how can you one or the other? God, I have to be careful about being a smartass. You should be really pissed about the way we finance higher education.
Wow. So there you have it. It's the party of profanity, which only leads to one observation.
Nice potty mouth, dirtbag.
Exactly. And now on to more serious issues.
I've always been told by others, my parents included, that people who curse like that have a limited vocabulary, and it shows a lack of intellect on their part.
I was taught the same thing.
Yeah.
I was taught that, you know, if you want to prove you're not up on the topic, start swearing. Because somehow that's supposed to distract people from the fact that you're an ignoramus on whatever topic it happens to be. And that does seem to play out. Walz, I mean, listen to that one little, that's a 30-second soundbite. And I mean, I had to edit to take the worst of the profanity out. I mean, there's some stuff we now allow on the radio. But the stuff that I edited out, not a single word was the stuff we would otherwise allow.
What is the old adage about one suspected of being a fool and then opening their mouth?
Yes, John Lincoln said, I'd rather not speak and be thought a fool than speak and confirm it.
Right. Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. So it's amazing how they've done this. And, of course, now they would have the opportunity to swear about something that's actually of significance. You had a journalist included in the middle of a group chat talking about war strategy. This nothing was there that was out of bounds. Nothing was classified. He didn't get exposed to any classified information, but it does raise a rather profound question. How the hell did he get in that conversation? Who put him there? From whose phone book was this guy from the Esquire? His name should be nowhere near any.
The Atlantic magazine.
His name should be nowhere near anybody's phone list if you're in the government of the Trump administration. But there he was.
Well, you know, people said that, you know, maybe he called somebody for a reaction and then their phone, you know, you get a roster of received calls, but, you know, you would have to physically make that a contact.
Right.
In order for it to be mistakenly get into signal, whatever it may be. Michael Walz, we got him coming up a little later on. He tells Laura Ingraham last night how he thinks it happened.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here is, once again, the man who never swears. I swear. Chuck Whitaker.
Hey, what? I'm sitting on 95 of the tunnel right now. I'd probably be swearing at some point. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We've got to talk about the Key Bridge, too, later on. The southbound side of 95, they're saying that was an accident. It looked like a tractor-trailer broken down to me. Southbound Caton Avenue ramp, right lane, and still there with the police behind it, and they're looking at it. So, again, this backup starts there, went past 395, went back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, backed up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. The word gets out back in Rosedale that 95 has a problem again today, and 895 very quickly backed up before Pulaski Highway. Second day in a row now that we've had major problems trying to get through both the harbor tunnels. We're looking at the BW Parkway. The wreck was northbound after 197. Still some slowing there. Looks like it may be off the roadway, but the parkway is only two lanes on the northbound side, so there is a backup there coming up from the Capitol Beltway. That wreck in Baltimore County, several vehicles were involved. A couple of rescue units there. Martin Boulevard at Middle River Road. And earlier, 6 o'clock, we talked about this wreck on the Beltway, which we didn't see till just a couple of minutes ago, sitting on the shoulder, outer loop, south of Liberty Road, brake lights back towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says it's going to be cooler today, high of 54, but we heat up as we get closer to the weekend. Tomorrow, 60, slight chance of showers on Friday, 65. Saturday, we could see 80. Right now, it's cloudy in 39 in Reisterstown, 41 in Ellicott City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. The latest item is trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bitterball Johnson.
I think you've worked off that tuna platter and milkshake.
Yeah. Today is National Spinach Day. Remember who used to eat spinach?
Man, Popeye. Yeah,
Popeye, the sailor man, eats me spinach, he used to say. And that made him muscular and strong.
And with very strange arms.
Yeah. And, yes, there were very strange arms. But now they're saying spinach may not be all that healthy for you.
Really?
Yeah. So
why?
You know, I just saw the headline the other day. I'll have to print it out and figure, you know, so there's something in spinach that, you know, could be deleterious to your health. If you eat too much.
No kidding.
Well, probably too much iron. You could get in your system if you over, you know.
Yeah. So, something in it. So yeah. I have to, I think it's, has to do with it's frozen spinach. You know, well, yeah, I think you take all the nutrients out of it, and maybe it does nothing for you. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, you're right. It's better to thaw it first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he
ate
it right out of the can.
He ate it out of the frozen box is what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Popeye did. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But then, I never could understand his allure to olive oil.
Did Popeye ever convince you to eat spinach?
Of course.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never a spinach fan.
Not.
And then people thought it would be a good idea to put cream over the spinach.
That's good too.
Actually, that's not bad. Yeah, the cream spinach, I could tolerate that because it modified the taste of the spinach.
It looked like I was eating seaweed and milk.
Yeah, ooh, I love that. Yeah.
Very nice at Burns.
Oh, there it is. Log it. Checkers and Rallies are debuting the new Philly cheesesteak burger and fries.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'd opt for that. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about cheesesteaks earlier this week.
Right.
Elsewhere, Firehouse Subs partnering with Hot Ones for two new spicy sandwiches, the Hook and Ladder sandwich and the Spicy Dill Hook and Ladder and Zesty Garlic Hook and Ladder. So if you like spicy sandwiches, head over to Firehouse Subs. Elsewhere, Popeyes, speaking of which, put together its new $14.99 boneless bundle deal to help fuel your March Madness college basketball tournament watch parties. So there you have it. Popeyes, I guess they don't have any spinach at Popeyes. That would have been a natural collaboration.
Nothing. It's not the same kind of Popeye.
Nothing Bundt cakes. Welcoming back churro dulce de leche cakes. Mm. So that looks churro chocolate varieties as well. So they're calling them the churro duo at Nothing nice. Bundt cakes. Good stuff. And Wonder Bread.
Senorita Gonorrhea was performing there one night.
Thank you very much for that visual. Wonder Bread launching new snack cakes. A new line of Wonder snack cakes.
Really?
Wonder Bread. Yes, you wonder what's in them.
Yes.
And by the way, Chick-fil-A is now testing its new Ice Dream Spin and Ice Dream Float in four test markets. This is soft serve ice cream at Chick-fil-A. They're testing it in Chicago, Salt Lake City, San Diego, just to name a few. Maybe it'll hit Baltimore in the very near future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, McDonald's has been famous for their soft serve machines never working or hardly working.
Yeah.
So maybe Chick-fil-A will figure out what went wrong with the McDonald's ones. And
well, I remember some conversation I overheard from your office about hardly working, and Chuck Whitaker used in the same paragraph. I I don't recall exactly what you had to say.
I think it was something along the lines of Chuck does an amazing job at the maximum amount of information, and it seems like he does it so easily.
So easily. It seems as if. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
He's hardly working.
If you believe that, Chuck, I do have a bridge to sell.
I would like to take a soft serve and stick it right in your forehead.
Speaking of the bridge, 1 year ago today, the collapse of the Key Bridge, 1:29 in the morning. I remember first hearing it when I got up at 3 o'clock, and our overnight guy was covering the collapse. And then we came in, as you know, we came in and talked about it at great length. And we had, we had a bunch of people calling in. Some were there. Some had been working on the dolly in the days before, talking about electrical failures. Right. Ed Hale called in with his expertise in cargo and freight and so on and so forth. So the big question remains now today is who's going to pay for this?
Yeah.
And we still don't know. Of course, there's a big press conference today with Governor Moore and Mayor Scott. But the question they want, and the insurance will help contribute to it, but the maritime law will limit what the damages is for the dolly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Joe Biden had it all. The federal government was going to pick up everything. But this week, the NTSB comes out and says, well, wait a minute. The Maryland Transportation Authority didn't do the necessary risk studies or tests on it, and we find out that the risk at the Key Bridge 30 times greater than your average bridge. And they say that they had with some culpability on the Maryland Transportation Authority. And Governor Moore out on Fox News Sunday this past Sunday saying, "Oh no, it's the sole responsibility of the dolly."
So his opinion.
His opinion. Well, he's got to say that in order to protect from litigation. But this is a big question. Who? And again, they're supposed to start construction in the fall of this year.
Yes.
And be done by 28, which
right.
I doubt.
Yeah. You doubt, Chuck? You
I
doubt,
can't believe they can build
you
that
thing doubt
in 3 years.
Proclamation from the government? Chuck, really?
My opinion.
All right. We'll see what happens. That's for sure. 6:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Hi, folks, weighing in on the capital gains tax. Shane says, so the thought process is you didn't work for or earn the money made off of capital gains, so therefore you can pay a little more in taxes and you'll be okay. What the heck did the state do to earn anything off those capital gains?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, nothing. Because it's the Democrats' job to separate you from your money, which we believe is hard-earned. They believe it's not. So it is just incredible. This is the mindset that we now have in Maryland.
Guess what happened the last time? It was the federal government did this a handful of years ago. Guess what happened after that? The people who were cashing in their stock and taking capital gain, I mean, it went down dramatically because why do that? You'll wait until you live in a jurisdiction where it's more favorable, and you'll go ahead and cash in then.
Right.
Or you'll find some other tax avoidance scheme, perfectly legal, that'll prevent you from having to pay that at all.
Yeah. Or so, maybe you cash in now in Maryland before July 1st.
Yeah, and then do nothing.
Yeah, do nothing. And then, of course, or reinvest elsewhere if you move or, in some other state.
It dries up funds for business expansion, dries up funds for the expansion of the economy. Swell move, Democrats. 653, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
95 South is still backed up right here after 395 and right before Washington Boulevard. It's a little suspect because the incident involving the tractor trailer, police cars had left the area at the Caton Avenue Bridge and the traffic lightened up. But right here at 395, they're crawling. Could be another new problem just in that same area around Washington Boulevard. A little suspect here, trying to figure it out, let you know on that. But we are moving once you get to Caton Avenue and eventually down to the Beltway. It's a bad wreck in Baltimore County, Martin Boulevard at Middle River Road. Vehicle was still on the shoulder with a wreck outer loop south of Liberty Road. Delays back through the interchange at 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather tell us it's cooler today and dry, high of 54. Right now 43 and cloudy in the city, 43. Cloudy skies in Edgewater. Of course, signal gate is what they're calling it. The left pouncing on this what appears to have been unintentional, accidental inclusion of Atlantic sucker and losers reporter Jeffrey Goldberg into a chat group on this encrypted app, which, by the way, was approved by the CIA. Gee, coincidental, right? But we'll get to that in just a second. But Michael Waltz, the National Security Advisor, he's the one that's being blamed for this, or one of his staffers for including Goldberg in this. And he told Laura Ingraham last night, first off, he went off on the reporter in question.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but of all the people out there, somehow this guy who has lied about the president, who has lied to Gold Star families, lied to their attorneys, and gone to Russia hoax, gone to just all kinds of lengths to lie and smear the president of the United States. And he's the one that somehow gets on somebody's contact and then gets sucked into this group.
Yeah, somehow it happened. Somehow it happened. I don't think it was, the guy calls one of the Waltz staffers and they accidentally include him in the group. I don't think that happens like that. Waltz admitted to Ingraham that this is an embarrassing moment for the Trump administration.
It's embarrassing, right. Yes. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I just talked to Elon on the way here. We've got the best technical minds looking at how this happened. But I can tell you for 100%, I don't know this guy. I know him by his horrible reputation, and he really is the bottom scum of journalists. And I know him in the sense that he hates the president, but I don't text him. He wasn't on my phone, and we're going to figure out how this happened.
So you don't...
They have to way of actually getting into the... One of the problems with Signal, I never use it. I've never used it, is that only your initials show up.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody with the same initials was supposed to be on the call. That's probably why nobody noticed. But somebody had to have his phone number in their mail, in their email list, for his name and phone number to be put into that particular food chain.
Or somebody could have, hacked into that phone and placed it.
Yeah, maliciously.
And Walt says this is how it happened.
You've got somebody else's number on someone else's contact, so of course I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened in some other technical mean is something we're trying to figure out.
So you'll hear next hour, Trump reacts on this, and you'll hear from John Ratcliffe, the director of the CIA. When he got there, he told the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence that the CIA had already approved Signal as a way to communicate, because it's encrypted. So the CIA was fine with it. They were using it during the Biden administration. So this is something that Trump did. So CIA knew this. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, the coincidence is this guy had this, what, a week and a half ago, and waits for the day before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence hearing was held yesterday. Number one. Number two, we're on the verge of a ceasefire with Ukraine and Russia in the Black Sea, and all of a sudden, this stuff blows up. Now that maybe Russia, they cast doubt on whether the Trump administration can keep secrets when they're negotiating these kinds of ceasefires. I just think, I'm sorry, I don't trust the CIA, even with John Ratcliffe running it right now, until he's able to get all the Obama holdovers and Biden holdovers out of there. So I think this was done to try to, put a little bit of a chink in the armor of the Trump administration.
Well, it certainly it accomplished it for at least 24 hours. We'll see if the story has legs beyond that. Listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during these months, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're going to get there real soon, 80 degrees this weekend. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather is changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them right now, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Palestinians held a rare anti-Hamas demonstration in Gaza.
The event in the heavily destroyed northern town of Beit Lahia is a rare show of public anger against the militant group, which has long repressed dissent and still rules the territory 17 months into the war with Israel. The videos, which appear to be authentic, showed hundreds of people taking part in the anti-war protest on Tuesday. People held signs saying, "Stop the war. We refuse to die, and the blood of our children is not cheap."
That is Charles de la Desma reporting. Greenland is not happy about this week's high-profile visit from Trump administration officials. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Vice President Vance will now join his wife for a visit to an American military base in Greenland on Friday. Two other high-ranking Trump officials will also be visiting the Danish territory. Denmark's prime minister says the U.S. is exerting unacceptable pressure on Greenland. President Trump insisted the visit was friendly and not provocation, even as he continues to suggest an American takeover of Greenland. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Jennifer King reports on a new sentencing offer in the Walmart mass shooting case in Texas.
The gunman who killed 23 people in a 2019 attack in an El Paso Walmart has been offered a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. Patrick Cruchius has already been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences at the federal level. El Paso County District Attorney James Montoya said he supports the death penalty, but his decision was driven by victims' families who wanted to put the case behind them. Under the new offer, the 26-year-old shooter would receive life in prison with no possibility of parole. The mass shooting was one of the deadliest in U.S. history. Crucius appears to have been consumed by hatred for Hispanics and debate over immigration before he drove more than 700 miles and opened fire at the Walmart with an AK-style rifle. I'm Jennifer King.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
7:03 Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
And both the tunnels again today, big problems. I said last report that I thought there was something here after 395, and then about 2 minutes after that, saw a police car coming south in that area towards Washington Boulevard. The report was an accident near Washington Boulevard southbound. It's just now starting to move a little bit better through there, and then eventually we'll go down towards the bridge at Caton Avenue. That's where we had the earlier problem, but that all combined has us backed up through the Fort McHenry Tunnel all the way back to and beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge and back towards Moravia Road. 895 again today, sitting at the city-county line. So right now, if you're on 95 trying to come through the city, it's more than an hour delay through there. 40-minute delay right now on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today. Steadily warming up the rest of the week. So by Saturday, afternoon highs near 80. 54 today. 60 tomorrow. Friday, there's a slight chance of a shower. 65 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 46 degrees. Reisterstown right now is looking at 43 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a double murder in Woodlawn earlier this year. Homicide detectives say 18-year-old Marky Cole is charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. Police say the victims were found dead at the scene in the 3400 block of Aurora Lane on January 11th. Judge rules that the former Baltimore County priest facing child sex abuse charges is eligible for home detention as he awaits trial. William Mannion, that's Father Bill, will be held without bail, allowed his release on home detention. Mannion is not allowed to have any contact with minors as he awaits trial. Today marks 1 year since the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore and the overnight hours of March 26. 1 year ago, the container ship Dolly lost power, rammed into a support pier, knocking down the bridge. Six members of a road crew were killed when the bridge collapsed into the Patapsco River. Westmore will be holding a commemoration this morning, and the Mount Olive Baptist Church at Turner Station will be holding a day of remembrance. And Maryland Congressman Johnny Ushesky is calling for an investigation into the Trump administration's use of an unsecured messaging app after a group chat mistakenly included a journalist. 705 at WCBM, pick three lottery number 705, and your pick four, 5404. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Baltimore gearing up for opening day tomorrow. Expectations are somewhat muted for the 2025 Orioles. Birds have made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons for the first time in 25 years, but have failed to win a playoff game. Zach Eflin takes the hill tomorrow for Baltimore at 3:07 p.m. He'll oppose Jose Berrios of the Blue Jays. Roster needs to be set by 12 noon today. Maryland men's basketball coach Kevin Willard and his team preparing for Florida in the Sweet 16. Tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. is game time. Willard, in a radio interview yesterday in D.C., was asked this.
Are you staying?
As of right now, I'm saying, Kev, yes.
As of right now, the plot thickens. Later, Willard said the portal, which opened on Monday, is crazy. Players asking for upwards of $1 to $2 million in the portal as college athletics continues to, we'll just call it, evolve. NFL news, Ravens agreeing to terms on a one-year contract with nine-year veteran cornerback Chidobe Awuzie. The Giants agree with Russell Wilson to become their quarterback, paving the way for Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh and former Terp Stephon Diggs signing a three-year deal with the Patriots, $69 million, 26 guaranteed. Coming up in 30 minutes, a surprising landing spot for Corbin Burns. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number two here on The Morning Drive. Well, we spent the first hour talking about the Maryland General Insane Asylum and all the $1.67 billion in taxes that they're about to burden middle-class taxpayers and businesses. One of those is the 3%, what's being called the tech tax, but is going to affect a lot more than just tech firms. We thought we'd get somebody on from one of these firms. Andrew Leonard is with BL Technical Services, an IT support firm with over 100 small businesses. Andrew joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. So tell us about this, the tech tax, and your reaction to it, how it may impact your firm and others.
Yeah, so the tech tax is a 3% tax on IT support services and many of the cloud services that small businesses and even consumers use. So think things like Google Workspace and Microsoft 365, and of course the services of BL Technical Services and all of the other small IT support firms that serve all these businesses in our community and otherwise participate in our community.
So if this tax is applied to tech firms, what would be the response of those individuals and the tech firms when they face a 3% bump in their costs?
Well, actually, it's more about our prices than it or our fees than it is about our costs. The costs are borne on all of our customers. So, you know, we will have some additional costs too because we use services such as Google Workspace and other cloud services. But I think it's a bigger problem that all of the literally every single business in Maryland will have to pay this tax. And technology services can be a substantial part of the budget already, so increasing that by 3% is going to be substantial. And they're not going to just lay down and take it. They're going to pass the costs on to their customers. This is not just a tax on business, but it's a tax on every single Marylander. Every business that uses technology, which, of course, is every business.
Yeah.
They're going to have higher costs, and because of that, they have to pass them on to their customers. So some of these businesses have pretty slim margins, and that's going to lead them to have to raise them no matter what or go out of business. Some of them may just go out of business. And
or move to another state where they don't have this tech tax.
Right. One of the things that's concerning, too, is we have a lot of federal contractors in Maryland, and their customer isn't really in Maryland. It's nearby. It's D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And why be in Maryland when they can move to Virginia and not have to pay that tech tax?
Oh, precisely. Because they want to be able to compete in the marketplace. And look, if you have a 3% profit margin, and all of a sudden you have a 3% additional cost, that means you have no profit margin. That means nobody's making money. So either you move or you go out of the business. But the final impact ends up being on not just the businesses who do business with a tech firm, but the end customer. I mean, over and over again, we think that, they're taxing somebody else. It all comes down to the individual consumer.
Right. And, you know, the government, they need more money to pay for their big, you know, they're not cutting enough spending. They've added tons and tons of programs. And I feel that this is an attack on business because they probably believe that nobody's going to have an uproar about this, because what they really should have done is been more transparent about this and raised a general tax. If they needed to raise more revenue, not that I'm an advocate for this, but they should have raised the general sales tax. That way everybody knows that it's coming out of everybody's pocket.
Yeah, but the gimmick there is that everybody would be up in arms.
Exactly.
If you're positioning this as, hey, it's just the tech firms are going to be hit with these things, and, oh, man, we dodged a bullet. Well, little did they know. All right, more with Andrew Leonard coming up in just a second. We do have to pause for traffic.
7:13, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway. It's minor. Interloop Park Heights Avenue. That backs up to 795. 795 down to Frederick Road in that backup. There was a minor wreck south of Liberty Road. The Parkville side has the normal delay. Both the tunnels are an absolute mess again today. And 95 is even worse than it was yesterday. Problem was yesterday, the wreck was actually in the south end of the tunnel. Today, the wreck is all the way down at Washington Boulevard. So if this backup starts here at Washington Boulevard, it goes past Camden Yards, it goes through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, it's backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. That's pretty close to 6 miles of stop traffic, pretty much, on 95 South. Some traffic is getting by after Washington Boulevard, but it's a mess. The ramp to the BW Parkway from 95 is slow. That ramp is open. You can take the ramp, go down the parkway, pick up the Beltway from there as a detour route. 895, as a result of this delay, is sitting dead stopped again back at Moravia Road. Hour delay or more on 95, 45-minute delays or more on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cooler and dry today with a high of 54. It's cloudy and 42 in Pasadena, 41 in Parkville. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Andrew Leonard with BL Technical Services. We're talking about the 3% tech tax, as we put that in air quotes. So I have cloud storage data at home. I pay about $10 a month. Are my costs going to go up, Andrew?
Yes. Absolutely. That they're specifically targeting that. One of the ways that they were trying to appease businesses this originally started as a business services tax, and it had a whole bunch of business-to-business services in it. And they narrowed it to tech tax, increased the amount, and then targeted all users of these types of services. So absolutely, this affects everybody.
And it never strike you, because I know that this has probably come around a number of times in one fashion or another, that explaining to the politicians in Annapolis why this is an unfair way to go, why it makes no sense, is trying to like explain string theory to a two-year-old?
Well, one of the things I just don't understand that they don't get is that this is a tax on production. You don't tax every step of the way to getting an end product. So, you know, let's say we're supporting an electrical contractor. You know, every single piece that when they resell something, they don't have to pay sales tax to their supplier, to the manufacturer for a light switch, let's say. And it should be the same with critical business services. Now, maybe if they had a luxury service. I mean, it's hard to say businesses don't try to waste money on those types of things. But let's say they had somebody come out and paint their sign every month because they wanted it to look pretty. I don't know. And maybe that could be taxed because it's unnecessary. But what we do is absolutely necessary. And one of the facets of it that I think is underappreciated is that a lot of these small businesses are foregoing getting professional services for this. They're muddling through it, especially the smallest of these businesses. That 3% tax is going to make a difference on whether they decide to hire a company like mine to pay for security services or just go through it and you know, try to work their way through it. And that's going to lead to more phishing, more victims of phishing schemes, more cyber attacks, more ransomware, more businesses going out of business, and ultimately lives damaged, lives ruined, and less tax revenue through write-offs of those losses and businesses no longer operating in Maryland, no longer operating at all.
Yeah, good point. So the next question I have is, they continue to push us towards more telemed visits. Seeing your doctor through, internet access, whatever the case may be. Is that something that's also going to be subject to this 3% tax?
Absolutely. Those doctors, they pay for those services that enable that. And it's funny you bring that up because if you've ever worked with a healthcare practice, it's exceedingly difficult to get the insurance companies to pay your practice more. So their costs are going to go up, and they're going to have to take on this battle with the insurance companies to pay them more. And it's, you know, back to my point about poor cyber hygiene earlier, a lot of these small medical practices are those companies that are on the edge. Everybody assumes that their data is safe at their doctor's office. And I've been in so many medical practices that don't do the right things, and they're only just one click away from exposing their entire customer database to some malicious actor.
Yeah. So to put it simply, then, the Democrats in the state of Maryland are now going to tax us to see our doctors.
I mean,
you think you've heard it all, but you've stayed in the state long enough, which we have. We're just beginning. All right, so the vote on this budget is not final yet. We're hearing maybe Friday will be the final vote on it. What would you recommend our listeners do? Contact their local delegates and senators. Let's go back to the drawing board on this one.
Absolutely. Contact the delegates and senators, ask them to find additional cuts, and if they can't find additional cuts, ask them to raise revenue somewhere else. This is regressive, and it's going to lead to more victimization of the smallest businesses and all businesses in Maryland because of discouragement of investment in proper cyber hygiene.
Very good. Andrew Leonard, BL Technical Services. Thanks for your expertise and joining us this morning.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. 720, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
1-800-387-8787.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM 722 Wednesday morning on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come between now and 9 o'clock in no particular order. Jasmine Crockett is at it again. I think, you know, I'm beginning to think she's a headline whore. She's going to do anything she can to see her name in a headline as frequently as she can.
She's the new version of Mad Maxine.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, Mad Maxine's getting ready to be put out to pasture, and they need someone who's going to do nothing but light racial fires, disputes, and throw bombs.
Yeah.
And that's what she is. And unfortunately, she's just... I think here, her and AOC, this is what the Democrat Party has become.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if you're a Democrat, you're thinking, who do I have representing my party? Those are the two names that are currently representing your party. You cannot be happy about that. 723, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Don't forget, Tim Walz is going to beat your ass.
That's right. I'm sure he will.
I wish it would be a cage match. I just saw one of the wrestlers want to wrestle him. I got to figure out who that was. I haven't seen him yet. But 95
South. Oh, what was his name? Jacob?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Was it Mark Jacob, I think?
Yeah, I think he said he'll take him on.
Right.
That would be fun to watch. Be destroyed in about 30 seconds. The wreck on 95 Washington Boulevard cleared to the shoulder in the last 10 minutes. And just that quickly, things loosened up. The ramp even from 395 southbound, which nothing ever occurs there this time of the morning, was even backed up towards Camden Yards. They're finally moving on to 95 south, and we're moving traffic again, at least down to the Beltway. The damage has been done. 95 is backed up all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the way back to the city-county line. 895 is dead stopped at Moravia Road. If you started right now and get in those backups, 45 minutes to an hour and a half delay coming south on 95 and 895. Your ramp to the BW Parkway from 95 is open. That's an option as well coming off of 95. Baltimore County was still working on the wreck at Martin Boulevard at Middle River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
By the way, that was Glenn Jacobs, Kane Jacobs, WWE wrestling legend and mayor of Tennessee, or a mayor in Tennessee. He is the one that's challenging Tim Walz. That ought to be fun. Cooler and dry today, high of 54, and right now we're 43 and cloudy in 740, with a chance of light rain in the next hour in Reisterstown. And you're up to date on the Morning Drive. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
President Trump stood firmly behind National Security Advisor Michael Waltz yesterday after revelations that journalists have been inadvertently added to a private signal group chat during a recent military operation. And he called him a good man and said he doesn't have to apologize.
Do you think that Mike Waltz made a mistake and does he need to apologize?
No, I don't think he should apologize. I think he's doing his best. It's equipment and technology that's not perfect, and probably he won't be using it again, at least not in the very near future. What do you think?
That's sort of, I
agree with you. Let's get everybody in the room whenever possible.
A lot of times you find out defects by exactly things like that, but I don't think it's something we're looking forward to using again. We may be forced to use it. You may be in a situation where you need speed as opposed to gross safety, and you may be forced to use it, but generally speaking, I think we probably won't be using it very much.
Some are questioning the timing on the eve before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, grilling CIA Director, Director of National Intelligence, and others before Congress. Also, the looming ceasefire in the Black Sea between Ukraine and Russia. But yesterday, a surprise, CIA Director John Ratcliffe says, hey, a signal app had already been approved when he got there.
So that we're clear, one of the first things that happened when I was confirmed as CIA Director was signal was loaded onto my computer at the CIA, as it is for most CIA officers. One of the things that I was briefed on very early, Senator, was by the CIA records management folks about the use of Signal as a permissible work use. It is. That is a practice that preceded the current administration to the Biden administration.
Director Ratcliffe.
Yeah. So, busted. So, here's what I think happened. The CIA Special Ops Group organized the Signal app cooperation. That's how Goldberg got in. Okay? Jeffrey Goldberg held the story until the day before this scheduled hearing yesterday, and the SSCI uses the hearing to attack Trump officials at the top of these critical silos that help protect the deep state.
Yeah.
That's how it went down. The CIA Black Ops Group doesn't like the Trump-Ukraine and Trump-Russia policy, and they're going to do everything they can to scuttle it, in my humble opinion. And both Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard deny any signal participation.
Your question was, have I participated in any other group chats sharing classified information? To be clear, I haven't participated in any signal group messaging that relates to any classified information at all.
Okay. Director Gabbard?
Senator, I have the same answer. I have not participated in any signal group chat or any other chat on another app that contained any classified information.
All right. And, by the way, yesterday, a couple of declassification materials related to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Crossfire Hurricane. That's the one that went after Trump on Russia, Russia, Russia. They better lawyer up.
Yeah.
Because all that stuff is now going to be made public. Also signed an executive order containing six important provisions on election integrity to prevent Democrat electoral fraud. One of those is having the proof of citizenship.
Yeah, that's an important EO.
That's
right
a
there.
Huge, yeah. A huge factor, and of course they also pardoned Devin Archer. That's why he went down 66 days in to the new golden age of America. I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements, and of course the rescue supplement called Orsine, developed by a cardiologist, which is heart healthy, which actually can help regulate your blood pressure, but it's going to give you energy all day long. It's not an artificial stimulant. It is not caffeine. It is not any one of these energy drinks that you get, which will stimulate your sympathetic nervous system temporarily. You do get a boost, but then it comes the crash after the boost. This is sustainable energy all day long, and it's heart healthy, which is most important. These other things can be unhealthy for you. So you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. It's MYENERGY when you order today, res-q.com, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Andy Harris defended Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Elon Musk during a wide-ranging telephone town hall last night. Thousands of folks took part in the town hall. Harris told them Hegseth was not to blame for including the editor of The Atlantic magazine in Monday's group chat on an unsecured platform. He does not believe Hegseth knew a journalist was on the chat. Andy Harris said that President Trump is fortunate to have somebody of the caliber of Elon Musk working with him. That's a different issue. Harris so told participants if people were satisfied with the federal government, they would have elected Donald Trump, who has now promised to increase efficiency in federal government. 25-year-old man remains in critical condition. He was shot in the head near Pimlico Elementary School yesterday afternoon. The school was placed on lockdown as police investigate the shooting, and students were then dismissed without incident after the lockdown was lifted. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a double murder in Woodlawn earlier this year. Homicide detectives say 18-year-old Marky Cole is charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. Police say the victims were found dead at the scene, the 3400 block of Aurora Lane, on January 11th. Judge rules that the former Baltimore County priest facing child sex abuse charges is eligible for home detention as he awaits trial. The judge ordered William Mannion, Father Bill Mannion, to be held without bail, but allowed his release on home detention. And finally, Mannion is not allowed to have any contact with minors as he awaits that trial. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 is 705. Your pick 4, 5404. And now at 733, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And still very slow coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The problem was the wreck earlier, which was southbound near the ramp at Washington Boulevard. And now it's slowing again. Don't know if they're trying to remove a vehicle. Could be something new. But we went, hang on one second. We went from the roadway improving to back slowing again, and even the ramp from 395 south is slowing again. Keep an eye on that. Big delays. There's a vehicle in the painted out area coming out of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right now, that's not a factor. 895 backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. Again, today, 45 minutes to an hour delay going south into both of the tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today. Steadily warming up the rest of the week. So by Saturday, afternoon highs near 80. 54 today. 60 tomorrow. Friday, there's a slight chance of a shower. 65 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles have a couple decisions to make today by noon. That's when opening day rosters need to be final. Jorge Mateo still in Sarasota. There's a chance he gets the call. Heston Kerstad also on the bubble. He is with the team in Toronto at this point. Back end of the bullpen also looking for Brian Baker and non-roster invitee Matt Bowman to step up. It all starts tomorrow at 3 p.m. Birds and Jays. Zach Eflin takes the hill for Baltimore. Ravens making a move to bolster the secondary yesterday, signing 9-year veteran Chidobe Awuzie. He joins a defense coached by Zach Orr, who described how last year's defense came back in the season's second half.
We stuck to the process, man. We stuck to who we were. We made changes when they needed to be made, whether it was scheme, personnel, but we never, our principles that we stand on never changed. I think that's what ultimately helped us get on the right track of things.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Russell Wilson, now a Giant, and former Terp Stephon Diggs, is now a Patriot. Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley met the media yesterday in College Park as spring football begins. Locksley was asked to address Kevin Willard's public comments regarding the NIL split at Maryland between football and basketball, set to favor the football program by a wide margin.
I've learned in 33 years of coaching, there are no utopias. Every family has their issues and their dirty little secrets, but I'm of the opinion those are handled individually, handled behind closed doors within family ranks.
Loxley also announcing the hiring of Ted Monachino as defensive coordinator yesterday. Monachino is a familiar name, a veteran coach of 33 years, 16 in the NFL, with the Ravens as well, won a Super Bowl in 2013, has coached, among others, Terrell Suggs, Khalil Mack, and Elvis Dumervil. On the ice last night in Winnipeg, Ovi was back at it.
Van Riemsdyk is still up in the play, lost his hockey stick. Nice pass, Ovechkin, yeah, scores! Alex Ovechkin, 889, Washington 2-all.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental, but it wasn't enough as the Winnipeg Jets beat Washington 3-2, the final in overtime. With 11 to play, Ovi now 6 away. Caps are in Minnesota tomorrow night at home against the Sabres on Saturday. And finally, the Indiana Fever are now officially the Yankees or the Dodgers of the WNBA. And what I mean by that, Caitlin Clark and company have a record 41 nationally televised games this year out of 44. Also, Netflix dropping some news yesterday about the basketball phenom. Clark will appear on David Letterman's series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. This is a one-on-one interview series, and here is a snippet from the Caitlin Clark episode for April 8th.
Who taught you to dribble? Because you started when you were 5 years old.
Honestly, I probably kind of taught myself, but like I always wanted to be like my older brother, and I learned to ride my bike at maybe like 3 years old without training wheels, maybe 4 years old, but that was only because my older brother learned that day, and I was like, Mom, Dad, take mine off right now. I'm learning.
Wow. Yeah.
And I did.
The competitive spirit of Caitlin Clark. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a staggering statistic.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this is staggering. I thought I'd share it with you guys. You would appreciate it. You know,
staggering?
The history? Mm-hmm. No, not
political. You know, the sports cast in general?
No. NBA related.
Ah, okay.
There have been 156 of these types of games in the NBA history. We're talking about 30 points and 30 rebounds in the same game, one player.
Right.
Okay. Okay, like Bill Russell has three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Elgin Baylor has two. Other names. Jerry Lucas, remember him back in the day,
sure.
Too. Nate Thurman, the big center for the Bulls and the Warriors, one. Guess how many Wilt Chamberlain has?
None.
There are 156 total. None?
14.
124.
What? Oh, my goodness.
124 30-30 games for Wilt Chamberlain in his career. And the most ever other than him is Bill Russell with
three.
That
makes sense. The big guys.
Yeah. Now, of course, this is nowhere near the 20,000 women rumor that Wilt Chamberlain espoused over all those years.
Is there a category for 30-30, 20,000?
In which case,
what, like in the same day? Now, that would be staggering.
That's amazing. Thanks, Kevin.
Really is.
Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 before the hour. Mike is in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Mike could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. Give us a call back, Mike, if you want to weigh in here on the show.
Here's an odd stat for you. Of all Tesla owners, around two-thirds of them are Democrats. Just so, all right, so think about that in context with what's going on now.
How do they know this? Do you? Yeah. Actually, your political affiliation when you buy a Tesla?
Well, no, they're able to track it. And they're apparently, two-thirds are self-identified liberals or Democrats. Okay, fine. So these people who are out there damaging Teslas and going after Tesla dealership, they're all on the political left. Chances are two out of three that they're going to get themselves a Democrat's car. Kind of working against their own interests. But the rhetoric that's going around on this issue of the radical left deciding they're going to somehow damage a Tesla, it's endemic.
Let's send these techno-fascist broligarchs and old-fashioned Nazis a message loud and clear.
The vandalism really shows the outright anger and rage that people are feeling about what Elon Musk is doing.
We should all be protesting in the streets about this and be incredibly angry.
It has taken the American people to go protest at Tesla to get the president's attention.
Try to dismantle the reputation of Tesla in hopes of hitting Elon Musk where it hurts.
Yeah, So in other words, that is a montage of them going after Tesla. And then you have the whole segment of those people who are really not angry at Tesla, per se. They're just angry at Elon Musk. They don't know why, but they're angry at Elon Musk because, after all, he wants to save them money by cutting the whatever. Okay, they're loons, but here they are.
He's incompetent. He's a thief. He's a Nazi.
Musk is a pathological liar. He's a criminal. He's a sociopath and a ghoul. He's literally killing people, but he should really enjoy taking this this guy down.
Elon Musk kind of turned out to be a... I don't want to be driving a car built and designed by...
Yeah. So, I mean, what you have there is a rather profound lack of tolerance for differing points of view. And then you have the Tim Walz group. Sean, these are people who just like to see bad things happen to other people. It's a German term, Schadenfreude. The unnatural delight in somebody else's discomfort.
If you drive a Tesla, please sell it. And if you own stock in Tesla, please dump it.
I have never wanted to buy a Tesla because I prefer to buy cars made by car companies, not computer companies.
I added Tesla to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping.
Tesla is one of the most wildly overinflated stock.
Tesla stock is way down.
Yeah, by the way, you have Joe Scarborough, who now, I guess, has determined that he is a stock analyst, in addition to being whatever the hell else he is.
Yeah, Harry Enten over at CNN did a poll the other day. Prior to Musk getting involved with the Trump campaign, 91% of Democrats approved of Elon Musk. And now it's only 35%. I'm shocked that even 35% approve. Maybe it's the real greenies in the...
One of the things that I note is also all bound up in this is a group of individuals who are just saying, yeah, if I damage somebody else's property, I should not be prosecuted because somehow I'm morally right. I mean, that's where they are.
Surprise!
Yeah.
There's going to be a knock at your door soon, and maybe they won't get rousted at 5 o'clock in the morning like the J6ers were.
Are you throw a Molotov cocktail into a building that may or may not be occupied? Sorry, for me, that's 20 years. It's real easy. And if somebody happens to be in the building, I would count that as attempted murder. And up it even further. You've got to have a civil society. We must, in order to actually get along in this world. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, 410-WCBM-680. Coming up in around 60 seconds after Chuck Whitaker checks us on traffic and weather on the 3. Chuck?
I brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had to come up and check on 95. And, of course, they do the construction during rush hour. Just wonderful. Northbound at Route 24 in Harford County, 76-mile marker. They take away a lane, give us a mile and a half back up northbound. Who the hell cares? You'll get up to the Tidings Bridge eventually. In the meantime, 895 and 95 South are both still backed up. Had the problem yesterday, problem again today. Both the tunnels, hour delay, at least southbound on 95 and 895. Though 95 has gotten a little better now, southbound through the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Minor improvement there. Beltway, yep, all your normal delays are out there on 695. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it'll be a little bit cooler today, but dry and 54. But listen to this. Tomorrow, high about 60. On Friday, slight chance of a shower, 65. By Saturday, highs could reach 80. Right now, it is 41 under cloudy skies in Pikesville and 43 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Today, we've got the 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug from WCBM. Dave in Crownsville is our contestant. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, David.
Good morning, folks. I love your show. Best thing in Baltimore.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And the check is in the mail. All right, Dave, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
You know what? I'll follow Chuck. We're back on good terms now. The king saved me 40 minutes in traffic on Route 50 a couple months ago, so I'll follow my buddy.
Well, what caused you to be on bad terms?
I don't know. It seems to go back and forth, you know?
Is it based?
How friends are. Is we it fight based? A little bit, then we get along, you know.
Is it based on his traffic reportage or something else?
Yeah, I don't know how long it'll last, though. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be his delicatage.
Could be a fleeting moment. Sort of like what happened on Evermind.
I was deciding who I was going to aim that at, and I took it back.
Here we go. Story number one. It's kind of started during COVID, but it's growing in popularity. You've heard of hair transplants. Do you know what pogonophilia is?
What?
Pogonophilia or pogonophilia?
Pogona, yeah.
It is the love of beards.
Oh.
It's a fear of lack of facial hair and the love of beards.
I thought you like pagodas.
No.
Yes.
But now, apparently, young men are flocking to the beard transplant so they can have a full face of hair.
There you go, then.
So there you go. And, of course, already over 100 transplants being reported each and every year, most for aesthetic reasons, but some just because they want a full beard.
I already have that.
Yes, you do. It's full of, well, never mind. Story two.
Nice.
There's a pizza crumb, a little bit of a tuna fish salad in there. Nice.
Taking a shot at me like that.
Doge has discovered theft and a ring of fraudsters that got PPE loans for over 200 pets. And the pets had Social Security numbers and were registered voters.
I like it.
The total fraud cost taxpayers over $250 million.
What was their Social Security number? K-9?
Story three.
K-9.
Shocking new report reveals a third of Washington, D.C. district judges were not born in the United States. And make matters worse, many of them had no prior experience as judges before being appointed. The 15 active D.C. district judges, five were not born in the U.S., including judges born in Jamaica, India, Uruguay, Canada, and Trinidad, Tobago. Two appointed by Obama, three by Biden. All right, there you have it. Story one, wow. The beard transplant is now a thing. Story two, pets now getting PPE loans, thanks to Doge discovering that. Or story three, one-third of district judges are foreign-born and no judicial experience whatsoever. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, I know the beard thing is a trend. I think they all worship J.D. Vance. He's their leader. So I could see that being true. I'm between two and three, which are both terrible. But I think I'll go with three, the judges.
Maybe all right. Fake. Kristen goes for story number three. Bruce?
Well, here I am scratching my beard. I think story number one, though, is fake news. I don't think they're a big business in beard transplants.
Okay. Bruce goes story number one. He's a doubter in the pogonophilia movement. Chuck?
Yeah, I'll go with that one, please.
Chuck will go with one as well, and Dave in Crownsville.
I'll go with one as well. I can't see anybody messing with their face like that.
Okay. Dave goes with number one.
Ever heard of plastic surgery? You can bounce a quarter off of some of these pieces.
Yes.
I can't close my eyes.
Every time she smiles, her toes curl up. You know,
it's... It's like when Chuck was negotiating his TV deal in Sarasota.
Yeah.
You know, the TV people said, well, have you considered plastic surgery? Facial surgery?
Yeah. Yeah.
The cameraman said, how far can we pull back the camera? The
Toledo.
Said, how about Cleveland?
Yes.
You've heard of a wide shot? This was a hide shot.
This was a dead shot.
Story number two gets no votes, and that is our fake news story of the day. Sorry, Dave. Thanks for listening and playing the game.
Come on.
Bamboozled. Hoodwinked.
Beard transplants. What are these idiots up to next?
Honest to God. Kind of with me on that
one. Let me ask you this. So where do they get the hair for it?
They get it from the same place they get it for hair transplant for bald men, from the back of the head.
Oh, okay. Not your back.
No. That's a different kind of hair.
Or
it is.
Yeah.
Chuck,
it's more fine than the hair in the back of your head.
What did you say, Bruce?
In your case, your palms.
Wait a minute. That happened a long time ago.
But you, never mind.
Never. No,
three lines just leapt into my head, and all three of them are bad.
Oh, I know. I think I had the four.
Thank you,
it's
Chuck.
All Bruce's fault. Goodbye.
We'll see you in a couple. 7:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now. get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
When news breaks, we'll come over and glue it back together before your mom gets home.
Indeed, coming up at the top of the hour, where do you hear this exchange from Speaker Jones and one of the delegates of the Maryland Freedom Caucus? This is just the, when you look at it, the soft tyranny of the supermajority.
Yeah.
They just completely swat the GOP around like flies down there. And look, some of them are trying to do the best they can. We have the latest on the border. Jasmine Crockett got caught in what I think is just a wicked comment about Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Shows how hateful she is, truly.
Yeah, she is a hateful person. Johnny Zero wants an investigation into the signal gate. He's now found his voice 2 months in to Congress.
Or someone else's voice.
That's right.
He found a voice.
Yeah. Maybe he had a voice transplant in the last 2 months.
It could be.
Rob Carson apparently is considering a beard transplant.
Is he really?
Yeah. Just texted me. I can't tell you where, but...
Oh, he texted you on your text.
On my signal.
On your signal.
On my signal chat group.
Are you sure it's him? Because it's just initials.
It's just initials. Yeah, RC. Who else could that be?
Cola.
Well.
7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Okay. The outer loop. The outer loop is slowing, coming over from Providence Road, and I've been looking at Delaney Valley Road. I've been looking over towards 83. I haven't seen anything in the roadway, but it is really backed up almost over towards the ramps at 83. So I don't know exactly what it is. Past 83, there's nothing on the roadway, so it could be a minor wreck near the bridge at Charles Street, adding to that backup on the north side of the Beltway. Both the tunnels still heavily involved, still looking at over 45-minute delays, if not longer, southbound on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Hang on a second. Talk Radio 680. I'll finish it eventually. WCBM.
All right. Weather channel says cooler and dry today. High of about 54 and warms up by Saturday. We could reach 80, believe it or not. And right now, we're at 43 in the city and 41 in Bel Air. So yesterday, remember we were talking about the DARA-ISA bill, the Judges Act of 2025, and the No Rogue Rulings Act of 2025. They're now in Congress, and the Judges Act got bipartisan support. But Speaker Johnson is now issuing a warning to these rogue activist judges in the at the district court level, maybe even some at the appellate court level. Remember, Congress has got the power and the authority to construct courts, to deconstruct courts completely.
Yeah, beyond the Supreme Court, that's the Supreme Court's the only court mentioned in the Constitution.
So, but the Constitution does say that Congress has the ability
to change
the court, to build the court system. And so it appears that Speaker Johnson has finally awakened to the threats of radical leftist judges who have taken over the White House and the U.S. executive branch of government. Here was his warning yesterday.
It's not what the founders intended. So there's a natural tension between the branches of the government, and we're working through that. The Judiciary Committee is looking at alternatives. One of the bills that I really like that's already been through committee was authored by Representative Darrell Issa, and that would limit the scope of federal injunctions, the ability of one individual judge to abuse the system in this way. And it would be, in my view, a dramatic improvement movement on that. So we'll be moving, I think, that piece of legislation and some others to address it, because we have an Article I authority under the Constitution to do that. We do have authority over the federal courts, as you know. We can eliminate an entire district court. We have power funding over the courts and all these other things. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and Congress is going to act. So stay tuned for that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we hope it's not long, because we need to do something now. And I would start with the Second District Court in D.C. That's the one with Judge Boasberg and Judge Beryl Howell and Judge, I think, Maeda and others, some of them in the secret society that we talked about mm-hmm. yesterday, the Edward Bennett Williams, you know, whatever they're calling their little secret society there. And not a day goes by without a federal judge trying to interfere or meddle with the Trump administration. The latest is Reagan-appointed U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth obstructing the Trump administration's efforts to defund Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, a Cold War relic that continued to disseminate globalist narratives under the guise of independent journalism. Carrie Lake, serving as the senior advisor for the acting CEO of the U.S. Agency for Global Media. She's the one that terminated the federal grant for Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, as well as Voice of America, my old employer.
Yeah.
Is going. And look, when I was at VOA, it was right before Reagan came in. That was the last thing I covered under the Reagan, for VOA, was the Reagan inauguration. Then he redirected all the money to Radio Marti, which is focused at Cuba. But back then, it was a voice of freedom, a voice of American values. The modern-day VOA and Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty have become nothing more than left-wing propaganda channels. So it's a good thing they should be disseminated. Speaker Johnson went on to say he's made a list of what the Democrats have been up to, and he says the Americans should take notice, and they're not representing our values.
Axios reported yesterday that Democrats are, quote, in their deepest hole in nearly 50 years. This is not a mystery. Everyone understands what's happening and why. In their haste to oppose President Trump and our efforts to make government more efficient, Democrats are cutting off their noses to spite their own face. Look, I've made a list of this. They're cheering the decline of an American company which employs over 100,000 workers. They refuse to celebrate the return of stranded American astronauts because SpaceX facilitated their return. Without a hint of irony, they're trading in their electric vehicles for SUVs, as was noted earlier. All right, they publicly refuse to stand for a childhood cancer survivor, victims of violent crime during President Trump's joint address. Their message has gone from, it's more than just anti-Trump now, it's anti-American.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And that's why they lost. That's why they will continue to lose. It's 7:59.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that this is actually the direction in which the Democrat Party has decided to go. Attack American companies, attack American business. That's, to my view, not a winning proposition. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed and continues to, and right now is the time to call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It's coming up on 8 o'clock, and up next, the soft tyranny of the supermajority.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is downplaying the texting of attack plans to a group chat that included a journalist as what he calls the only glitch in 2 months of his administration at the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday.
I know exactly what I'm doing, exactly what we're directing, and I'm really proud of what we accomplished, the successful missions that night and going forward.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told the panel those war plans were not included in the information that was texted. Also at that hearing,
one of the things that I was briefed on very early, Senator, was by the CIA records management folks about the use of Signal as a permissible work use. It is. That is a practice that preceded the current administration.
That's CIA Director John Ratcliffe, and his assertion that the signal messaging tool went through but was disputed by the ranking Democrat Mark Warner.
My communications, to be clear, in a signal message group were entirely permissible and lawful, and did not include classified information.
Well, we will make that determination.
Constitutional lawyer Ilya Shapiro says the legality of President Trump's deportations of Train de Aragua members is complicated by the instrument the administration used to justify the action.
The issue here is that this Alien Enemies Act has not been used other than a few times during wartime, so it's all new, and it seems like the lawyers that are being sent into court don't always have full information, which is not something that the courts like.
Shapiro spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The April 15th tax deadline now less than a month away. Experts suggest gathering relevant documents, things like your W-2s or 1099 forms, and researching relevant tax credits. If you're a first timer, they say planning ahead and doing your research can really take off the pressure. If you do run out of time, you can always file for an extension all the way to a new October 15th deadline. More from Town Hall.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like it's loosened up just a bit now. Outer loop coming over from Providence Road towards 83. There may have been an incident in that area over near the Charles Street ramp. But for right now, the pace improved a little bit, but is slowing again towards the bridge at York Road. Everybody else on the Beltway has the normal delay. Had all those big problems early this morning. We're still looking at a long delay going south into both the harbor tunnels. The heavy traffic still beginning around the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today. Steadily warming up the rest of the week, so by Saturday, afternoon highs near 80. 54 today. 60 tomorrow. Friday, there's a slight chance of a shower. 65 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right on Hunt Valley, 46 degrees. Middle River has 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Five with Casey and Elliott. Today marks 1 year since the collapse of the Key Bridge. In the overnight hours of March 26 last year, 2024, the container ship Dolly lost power and rammed into a support pier, knocking down the bridge. 6 members of a road crew killed when the bridge collapsed into the Patapsco. Governor Westmore will be holding a commemoration this morning, and the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Turner Station will be holding a day of remembrance. Maryland Congressman Johnny Ushesky is calling for an investigation into the Trump administration's use of an unsecured messaging app after a group chat mistakenly included a journalist. Maryland GOP Congressman Andy Harris defended Pete Hegseth and also talked about Elon Musk in a telephone town hall last night. Thousands of folks on that call. Harris told them that Hegseth was not to blame for including the editor of the Atlantic magazine in Monday's group chat on an unsecured platform. He also noted, by the way, that President Trump is fortunate to have somebody of Elon Musk's caliber and quality working with him. And a 25-year-old man remains in critical condition after he was shot in the head near Pimlico Elementary School on Tuesday afternoon. A school was placed on lockdown. Police investigated the shootings. A student were dismissed without incident after the lockout was lifted. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick three lottery numbers, 705. Your pick 4-5-4-0-4. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While the Orioles and Jays open the season in Toronto tomorrow, the Birds were announcing some new features to be on display when they return home on Monday. Birds turning the new left field wall area into what they call home run porch. For kids, fans 12 years and under can hang out on the home run porch and wait to catch long balls in the new space. For the past 2 years, a fly ball hit to deep left field typically landed in an outfielder's glove. This season, those balls may land in a kid's mitt. The popular Bird Bath splash zone has been expanded and will now include sections 84 as well as the original section 86. Meanwhile, the Kevin Willard saga continues at the University of Maryland. As the Terps prepare for Florida in the Sweet 16 tomorrow night, Willard was on DC radio yesterday explaining his situation within the Maryland athletic program and was asked point blank by good friend Kevin Sheehan this.
So, are you staying?
As of right now, I'm staying, Kev, yes.
As of right now, but are you going to get the things that, are you comfortable right now saying that you're going to get the things you need and you are going to be at Maryland as the head coach next year and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's, you know, Brian Ullman has been phenomenal.
Brian Ullman is basically the CEO of Maryland Athletics. Willard has not disclosed the budget for the Terps' current roster, but he called the sports transfer portal yesterday, which opened on Tuesday, crazy. Some players, he said, are asking for between $2 and $3 million to sign with the school. Coming up at 8:35, from March Madness to Division III, and that is Stein on Sports.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, Doge is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM CBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Jasmine offer Rucker Crockett. Going after Governor Abbott, calling him Hot Wheels. He is in a wheelchair, folks. Biden's border destruction. But we're going to lead with the soft tyranny of the super majority. Now, let's deal with some numbers here as we're getting closer to this budget thing that's going on. Remember, Lockdown Larry left a $5 billion surplus for Governor Moore and the Democrats, which now have turned into a $3.3 billion structural deficit in his 3 years in. And by the year 2027 or 2030, by the year 2030, it is going to be somewhere in the vicinity of $6 billion structural deficit. So whatever they're doing now is only for this year. Just keep that in mind.
It's not in the out years of the budget. They're only required constitutionally to balance the budget this year. So we have a record $1.67 billion tax increase. We've got mythical cuts that aren't actual cuts. And there's a lot of other stuff they haven't accounted for, like Blueprint, the $3.7 billion and miscalculations there, the billions we could owe for child abuse cases. And yesterday, this is how it went down in the House of Delegates. Speaker Jones, I think it was Delegate Matt Morgan, if I'm not mistaken, who and Delegate Fisher, who were trying to make a point about the budget, and they just got swatted back like flies.
Question for the House. This is special order, House Bill 350.
And Madam Speaker, sorry.
And at the appropriate time, I have to finish what I'm doing.
Understood.
Okay? Will you please understand that? Okay. All right. The question for the House is special order, House Bill 350, and committee amendments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
That's why I'm standing up, Madam Speaker.
Opposed?
No. Madam Speaker.
Yes.
Madam Speaker, all I'm asking for is an additional day because this budget was just printed today. At least, let's put it this way. I haven't been able to see the budget online or in paper until today. And by today, I mean a couple of hours ago. So I'm respectfully requesting something that's incredibly reasonable, and that is an additional day to review this budget because it's a completely different budget with tremendous changes, and we need one additional day.
Appropriations Committee Chair, go ahead.
I think we voted on the special order. The gentleman can get up and tomorrow and ask for a special order. I would resist it tomorrow as well. This budget passed committee, Thursday of last week? Mm-hmm. It's been 5 days. You've had plenty of time to look at it. If you have questions, I'll be in my office this evening. I'm happy to meet with you. I'd ask that tomorrow, when the gentleman makes this request, that you resist it.
So with all due respect, the budget was not in writing and not available in my system until today. So, no one's trying to delay this because this is your budget, right? As a Republican, we don't actually
recognizing the parliamentarian.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. For the body, I want you to know that we've already passed the special order delaying it to the appropriate time tomorrow. There is nothing for the dear gentleman to debate at this point. Thank you.
Sit down. Thank you.
There is something to debate. The idea that this is not correct.
Clerk will read the next bill.
This is inappropriate. So, thank you, Madam Speaker.
That's
very wrong.
So, Delegate Matt Fisher can't even get his thoughts out before he's interrupted by Ben Barnes, the budget chairman over in the House, and then tell everybody, disregard this guy.
Last Thursday.
Just vote against it. Vote against it tomorrow. Vote against it forever. And then she brings in the parliamentarian. So again, this is just, it's rude. This is legislative malpractice. But Republicans, if you want to be treated seriously, win more seats.
Yeah.
And we just learned that Senator Brian Simonair is now not seeking re-election in 2026 from Anne Arundel County. So it gets worse.
813, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One word you would never use on Chuck Whitaker is the word rude. Because if he ever used that word, he'd slap you silly. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Let me just confirm that.
Yes, I know.
I give you one cross the lips. Because you know I'm old enough to give you one cross the lips. No. The southbound side of 95, still crawling here. This is one of those days, just like it was yesterday. Couldn't recover from problems on 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And going into the tunnel, started way early again this morning with the situation there. And we're just still slow, still backed up all the way back to the split at 95 and 895. That, it means from there, you still have to go through the tunnel, come out on the south side, and then finally pick up a little bit of speed heading out to the Beltway. 895 is still backed up to the city county line. New wreck, Capitol Beltway, outer loop just after the BW Parkway. Couple of lanes blocked there in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast is shaping up really nice. It'll be cooler today, dry 54. And then we warm up 60 tomorrow. Slight chance of scattered showers on Friday, 65. And then Saturday, we know this because Vivian Elliott is currently working on Bruce's to-do list.
Yes.
Saturday, highs could be 80 degrees. Yeah.
The top one is clean the damn garage.
You're going to be very busy
this
weekend. 43 and cloudy in Ellicott City, 41 in Reisterstown. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again to find out which lefty has lost it. Let's head to the circus if we could. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps, wow, she came all the way here just for us from Ireland. Rosie O'Donnell, who has said goodbye to the red, white, and blue, and then Erin Gobra, or Braless, depending.
I question why the first time in American history a president has won every swing state and is also best friends and his largest donor was a man who owns and runs the internet. So I would hope that that would be investigated and that we would see whether or not it was an anomaly or something else that happened.
So in other words, when Reagan won 49 of the 50 states, in that massive election he won, losing, I think, only Massachusetts, he didn't win every swing state? Really? Seriously, Rosie? And the man who runs the internet? Are you talking about Elon Musk? He doesn't run the internet. Boy, welcome to the fact-free zone.
If you talk to any Americans, they're all in shock, or at least the ones that I know. I will have to say I don't really have many people in my life that support him. I don't really understand.
No, clearly you don't. By the way, folks, as a footnote on this, the nation of Ireland has now placed a 250% extra tariff on everything from this country until we agree to take Rosie back. Rosie O'Donnell, please get back in the clown car and get out of here.
Look, we Irish remember the Great Potato Famine.
Yeah. She was eating them.
Well, yeah, the problem is now this is our payback for the Great Potato Famine. We're going to make sure
that
the Great Potato, Rosie O'Donnell, has been returned to...
Boy, you talk about an absolute font of misinformation. You know, the only president ever to win all the swing states. Really?
Yeah.
And I just named one example. My bet is there are probably 20 or 30.
Hey, moron. Steve in Jarrettsville, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
How you doing, guys? Good. All kidding aside, just give me a minute here. This Democratic Party is bleeding to death. It's like it reminds me of a wounded animal laying on the ground after November 5th. And the bleeding, they haven't addressed it. It's like thrashing and flailing around. It's just getting worse and worse. There's a huge thing a lot of people ain't looking at. It's a massive movement. The red states are becoming more red by intent, and the blue states are becoming more bluer by default with the huge migration to the red states. I think in another year, upcoming soon, it's going to be a lot of more congressional seats appropriated to the southern, to the red states. So that's even going to damage it even more. 2026 looks so favorable for the Senate for the Republicans. They could pick up maybe 2 to 4 seats. And this Democratic Party, they don't have a clue. As of just in 2012, Florida and Ohio were considered swing states, but they really leaned blue. And look, just in 3 elections, they become ruby red. A Democrat probably couldn't win a state election in M2 states if not in a snowball's chance. But you also see Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin going toward the Republicans. This MAGA movement is shifting up through there. If this continues, this movement, these Democrats are finished. And also, nobody's paying attention to these second tier swing states. It's about 4 or 5: New Jersey, New Hampshire, Minnesota, New Mexico. Trump had a huge movement in his last election. It looks like this MAGA movement is shifting into them states. And let me finish, guys. A movement will overwhelm any type of campaign. Thank you so much.
Yeah, one thing, Steve, and that is, are you at all concerned about what's going on in Texas?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think he's gone.
And that is.
Right. Yeah, well, anyway, but here's what I'm talking about in Texas. Because you have a lot of people leaving California and the West Coast blue states, and they're relocating to Texas. And in specific, Austin is very, very liberal in Texas. In fact, we've watched the margins for Ted Cruz and other officials in Texas, again, narrow. Okay, the margins of victory, and once Trump, I think, took it by, 11 points, if I'm not mistaken?
Mm-hmm.
But Cruz won it by 6 or 7. Here's the thing. The Texas House is run by rhinos and Democrats. The rhinos now have infiltrated the Texas House and given power to the Democrats in Texas. So this is what happens. I mean, it's not just the Democrats, but it is the rhinos. And we watch the same thing here in Maryland, how the rhinos have ruined the Republican Party in the state of Maryland to the point where now a weak, you got a couple guys, and this is not disparaging to those out there fighting on a daily basis, the Maryland Freedom Caucus or whatever, but we don't have the numbers. And until we have the numbers, it's going to be the same thing each and every year. So keep that in mind with all this. Yeah, MAGA is great, and we've done a lot of things.
At the national level.
At the national level, but at the state level, we need a lot of help, including in Texas and here in Maryland. It's 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next 5 callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next 5 callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Oh, no, by the way, it was thanks, Alice, for texting us over. It was Minnesota, not Massachusetts, that Reagan lost. He won all other 49 states. 8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Back on the Capitol Beltway is on the shoulder now, the outer loop at the, just past the BW Parkway, but the lanes are still delayed back to about Good Luck Road with the traffic coming up through there. Everybody else with the normal delay, outer loop around to the Mormon Temple. 95 North, Hartford County, you're being delayed. Yeah, they do construction during the rush hour. So what? They take a lane away northbound 95 at the 76-mile marker northbound. Beltway still has all the normal slowing. Hang on a second. All the normal slowing. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX, really not a problem. Ruxton Road south through the city county line. Both the tunnels have been a pain. Well, let me just say that he's been slow this morning as you're going south on 95 and 895. They have still not recovered.
progress, though, at least a little bit on the south end now as you're moving south from 395 and eventually down to the Beltway. But that one area is still busy trying to get into and then out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says it'll be cooler and dry today. 54, the expected high right now. It is 44 in Annapolis, 43 in Pikesville under cloudy skies. Take a phone call here from Mike in Bel Air.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks.
I'm going to take you back in a little bit of time about the Key Bridge. Okay, when Martin O'Malley was governor, okay, Martin was running into a big issue because he had spent too much money, couldn't refill the coffers. So they took a look, and Coast Guard had just came out with a report saying that there were 72 or 73 vulnerable bridges. 43 of them were critical, and the Key Bridge was one of them. So they put the money, or they didn't put the money, but they put the thing to go through to go ahead and fix the Key Bridge's, put the bumpers on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they took a look at the coffers of the facilities, the toll facilities, and wow, there was a ton of money in the toll facilities. Why? Because the rules were back then that whatever money they collected stayed with the toll facility to fix the bridges and the tunnels when it came time. That's why you had 895 on the other side. It was the 13th best miles of road in the state of Maryland.
Right.
But he took all that and put them on a budget. And wow,
when he said he took all that, where'd that money go?
He was running a structural deficit. And, you know, in the state of Maryland, you have to have a balanced budget.
Right. So he took that money to balance the budget.
Yes, and he also left a little bit for when Hogan came in, so he wouldn't say that he didn't have any rainy day fund.
Right.
It was a lot of money, because it cost a lot of money to build a toll to do these tunnels and all.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. But that's why you put in either a temporary tax or whatever for a transportation tax to help build the infrastructure, these lifetime taxes that Maryland, this is, again, the Democrat addiction to spending growth of government.
It was one of the only facilities that whatever money it collected from the general public held that money.
Yeah. So, it's again, when you look at it, there's a lot of lessons to be learned here, and unfortunately, nobody has learned them. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Remember yesterday we had Maggie Domonoski on.
Yeah.
The Baltimore County School Board rejected the motion to reverse her censure, as now more lawmakers are weighing in. Democrats are calling in to last night's meeting, urging them to keep the censure or reprimand. Others said, no, you're an autonomous body. You do whatever you want. Don't listen to the Republicans or whatever the case may be. So it was a 5-5 vote. And you needed to have a 6-5 to rescind it, but they didn't. I just thought we'd go back and play the audio of that day before the Baltimore County School Board meeting. And this is again, Maggie Domonoski was interrupted at the time by, I think, the vice chair.
I ask you to hold your question to allow other board members to ask questions. Are we at 3 minutes?
No.
Yeah, she was like, she interrupted her and said, we have 3 minutes, tried to cut her off. So that was the first rude and disrespectful act that was against Maggie. And then Maggie had a question for Dr. Rogers.
With the Career and College Readiness is taking a 50% cut this year, how will this affect programs like AVID, ECAP, Early College Access Programs, and Advanced Placement?
So can you point me to which...
Career and College Readiness.
I know which page you're referring to.
It's in your budget. Cut it by 50% this year.
So I would request which page we're speaking of.
Does that sound disrespectful? Aggressive?
No.
Rude? I mean, it was a hard question, but it didn't sound like her tone. So I thought it was important to go back and play that because we didn't have it yesterday. We had some computer issues, but
why is it seems hard? I mean, why is it unreasonable to ask what might be a hard question?
Because they don't want to know where the money is being spent. That's why. 829, TimCon Electric has now branched out to HVAC as well. Heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and now's the time as we're going to hit almost 80 degrees by Saturday. Get TimCon out to your house right now to make sure your air conditioner is operating efficiently. Let's say electric rates have gone sky high. We all know this now. And they're about ready for another increase this coming June. So don't wait till then. Get them out there, service that AC unit, make sure it's operating efficiently and properly so it's not costing you. First off, you want it to work to cool your house down when it's really, really hot and humid. But secondly, not to cost you an arm and a leg, which many people unfortunately found out during the winter. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or log on to TimKyleCompany.com and tell them I told you to call. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. 25-year-old man remains in critical condition after he was shot in the head near Pimlico Elementary School Tuesday afternoon. A school was placed on lockdown. Police investigated the shooting, and students were then dismissed without incident after the lockdown was lifted. Baltimore County police have arrested a suspect in connection with a double murder in Woodlawn earlier this year. Homicide detectives say 18-year-old Marky Cole is charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. Police say the victims were found dead at the scene, 3400 block of Aurora Lane, January 11th. Cole is being held on a no-bond status at the Baltimore County Detention Center. A judge rules that the former Baltimore County priest facing child sex abuse charges is eligible for home detention as he awaits trial. A judge ordered William Mannion, his father Bill Mannion, to be held without bail and allowed his release on home detention. He is not allowed to have any contact with minors as he awaits trial. Today marks 1 year since the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. In the overnight hours of March 26th last year, the container ship Dolly lost power, rammed into a support pier, and then knocking down the bridge. Six members of the road crew were killed when the bridge collapsed into the Patapsco. Governor Moore will be holding a commemoration this morning at roughly 10 o'clock. And Maryland Congressional Representative Johnny Olszewski says that an investigation is now called for into the Trump administration's use of an unsecured messaging app after a group chat mistakenly included a journalist. The Democrat member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the use of non-classified means to communicate war plans in real time is reckless. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3, lottery number 705. Pick 4, 5404. And now at 8:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And just revisiting again, 95 Russell Street, 395. 95 had a problem earlier, way early. Tractor trailer was broken down on the right shoulder before the Caton Avenue ramp. That started it, started to clear, or backed up again, and it's a speed reduction that goes south from that area, working its way eventually down south towards the Caton Avenue bridge and eventually out to the Beltway. It's just not recovering. That, in turn, backs up the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which in turn is backed up all the way back through the city-county line. And also, 895 is still slow from Moravia Road, and I mean slow, almost dead stop right there. Traffic is going into both the harbor tunnels. They're just not able to clear all this heavy traffic out. Start to finish, 45 minutes to an hour if you're coming south right now into both the harbor tunnels. All the leftover slowing still out there on the Beltway. Nothing out of the ordinary. The contractor is working. We have delays. I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24 with construction there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today. Steadily warming up the rest of the week. So by Saturday, afternoon highs near 80. 54 today. 60 tomorrow. Friday, there's a slight chance of a shower. 65 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. MLB rosters need to be final at 12 noon today as the Orioles make final preps for the 2025 baseball season. Season opener tomorrow at 3 in Toronto. It'll be Zach Eflin for Baltimore. Jose Berrios will take the hill for the Blue Jays. Ravens making a move yesterday, agreeing to terms on a one-year contract with veteran cornerback Chidobe Awuzie. Baltimore filling the slot left when Brandon Stevens opted to sign with the Jets. Awuzie entering his ninth NFL season. Good depth in the defensive backfield. Maryland football head coach Mike Locksley met the media yesterday in College Park as spring football begins. The coach explaining now how NIL has professionalized college sports.
A lot like the NFL, we've transitioned from thinking 3 and 4 years down the road to every year we have to reinvent our team. We have to figure out who we will be this year. And
on that note, here's a sign of the times. Interesting comment from Derek Queen, asked after his buzzer beater against Colorado State why the team listens to their head coach, Kevin Willard.
First, he did pay us the money. And then so we got to listen to him. And we all trust him because he's like a player coach.
Pays us the money. On the ice last night in Winnipeg, the Caps did not get the desired result against the Jets, but the chase continued for Alex Ovechkin.
Van Riemsdyk is still up in the play, lost his hockey stick. Nice pass, Ovechkin, yeah, scores! Alex Ovechkin, 889, Washington 2-all.
Caps tie the game at 2 with 4 minutes to play, but the Caps lose at 3-2 in overtime. 889 for Ovi, as Joe Beninati said, 6 away from the all-time record. NBA news. Bad blood now between Boston and Sacramento. Celtics star forward Jason Tatum suffered an ankle injury Monday night in the win over the Kings. Tatum hit a three-pointer and landed on the foot of Kings center Domantas Sabonis, who was assessed a flagrant 1 foul on the play for getting into Tatum's landing space. While Tatum writhed in pain and frustration on the ground, the 6-time All-Star had to be helped off the court. Sabonis offered a mea culpa after the game. Quick catch-up on MIAA baseball. Spalding off to a 9-0 start. They're 3-0 in the conference. Here's the story. Coach Joe Palumbo is seeking his 4th straight championship. Lou Eckerl guided Calvert Hall to 4 straight back in 05-08. Palumbo has won 3 straight titles twice in 14, 15, and 16, and now 22, 23, and 24. The time now is 8:37. When we return, Tater Tot in the NCAA.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You guys like tater tots?
Love tater tots.
Awesome. Yeah, right. It's an Orida product. Mm-hmm.
Yep. They have the sweet potato ones now.
Yeah, they do.
They're
a little healthier.
They are much healthier.
The reason why I bring it up is because in the Sweet 16, BYU was playing Alabama at 7 o'clock on tomorrow night, actually. Mm-hmm. The leading scorer for BYU is a young man named Richie Saunders, averaging 16.5 points a game. He apparently is the great-grandson of the founder of Orida.
Is that right?
Yes, the great-grandson. The founder's name is a guy by the name of Francis Nephi Grigg. Grigg started Orida in 1953, some 72 years ago.
Right.
The company is worth over $2 billion. They're the number one seller of tater tots in the country. And Richie Saunders is the great-grandson of that man, and he is playing in the NCAA tournament tomorrow night.
Wow.
Does he have a nickname?
it must be Tater.
Yeah, I would think so.
Can you imagine if he was playing at Duke, all the behind the basket, they all be these little signs that are Tater Tots,
Tater Tots
when he's at the foul line.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, great grandson, great story. You know, like we're used to in pro sports, we're used to like the son, you know, playing after the father, the Griffies, you know, whatever. But the great grandson of a Tater Tot guy, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's more to that Tater lineage.
Am I weird? I love that story.
You're a commentator,
right.
And we're spectators.
Okay. I don't know. I just love that kind of stuff.
It's exactly equivalent to playing sports right after your dad played the same sport. Precisely the same, but better.
Especially if he liked potatoes.
Because your great-grandfather liked potatoes. That's a story.
Okay,
right
there. So you don't think this is a story then?
Oh, I think it's a great story.
Look,
I think it's the best story.
Bruce had made me email it to you because he knew this was going to happen.
I like the story. Oh, so it's a Bruce story.
No, it's not.
Sean, do me a favor. In the future, can you point out, when you send me a story, can you point out if it comes from Bruce?
Yeah.
If it comes from Bruce, I'm not doing it.
It was me.
This was your fault.
It was my fault. Yes. All right, thanks, Gary. 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive, and guess what? A Christy Noem down on the border says, hey, might as well turn around and go home because we're closed today.
This is an announcement to the entire world. America's borders are closed if you want to come here illegally. We only want people in our country who love America and want to follow our laws.
Period. And along those laws is you better come here legally. John Anfinsen is the executive vice president of the Border Patrol Union. And he says when you take over the last 4 years under Joe Biden, he was an absolute disaster.
President Biden's executive actions and inactions during his term resulted in an unprecedented security and humanitarian crisis along our borders. It didn't have to be this way, and we have to do whatever we can to prevent it from happening again. Not only was the entire world encouraged to essentially illegally cross our borders, primarily with the goal of abusing the asylum system, but it caused our agents to be sidelined, left unable to do their jobs.
Yeah, they were left unable to do their jobs. Why? Because instead they were changing diapers. They were processing people. They weren't on the border, being able to be border agents, being able to do what they do for a living. And, of course, you had the whole debacle of Joe Biden saying, well, they were whipping people with the horses. It, all this stuff, all these lies happened during those 4 years. And Anfinsen says, if you have the Border Patrol being pulled off the border to do other duties, guess what's going to happen? You got a whole world of gotaways in this country.
Our job shifted from that of law enforcement to that of processing asylum claims. Since sitting behind computers on a virtual assembly line while illegal aliens disappeared into the country because we weren't there to do it. And a lot of these folks were only discovered later after being arrested for all sorts of crimes, some of them minor and some of them horrific.
Yeah, some of the really horrific ones were then by sanctuary jurisdictions then let back out so they could go do it again. Tom Homan says, one by one, we're going to get the criminal illegal aliens, and they're going to be gone.
We're keeping President Trump's promise. President Trump has promised we're going to secure the border, which we've done to a large extent. We're still working on it, but we're at 96% decline on the border. And he promised we're going to prioritize public safety threats and national security threats, illegal aliens in this country, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing. I have one case for you. You got to hear this. Again, Tom Homan.
One case, there's a child rape. He was released 2 years ago without honoring our detainer. It took us 2 years to find this person. So how many children did he attack in the last 2 years? All we're asking for is let our agents in the jail where you lock somebody up and let us arrest them there when you're done with them rather than release them back in the public and making a public safety issue out of it.
Yeah, release him. Yeah, it took 2 years to find this child rapist. Because some sanctuary jurisdiction said, oh, it's okay. You can go ahead about your day. Have a nice couple of years raping additional children until you finally catch you.
Yeah. Baby Kayla and Rachel would be alive here in Maryland today.
Exactly right.
If we didn't have open borders and sanctuary state and cities that have contributed to the death and rape of American citizens.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Situation still pretty bad, 95 south. If you're coming down from the Beltway, you're coming down through Rosedale in the area of the 60-mile marker and eventually down towards the area 61-mile marker. Hang on a second.
that's at Chesico Avenue. You're sitting, not quite still, but almost. So that's the beginning of the backup that eventually, when you get to the split, then you have two choices. 95 goes to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 goes to the Old Harbor Tunnel. There are four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, two lanes at the Old Harbor Tunnel. This backup now from the tunnels back to where this is, 5 miles at least, okay? So right in the tail end of this backup, you still have 5 miles to go. And then through the Fort McHenry Tunnel at Camden Yards at 395, there's still a backup there. So another 2 miles, mile and a half as you come out of the tunnel. So this is not going away anytime soon, barring any new problems southbound. Delays in and around the Beltway. Yep, all the normal stuff. JFX, you're fine south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy today, dry and 54. Right now, mostly cloudy, 44 in Columbia, 44 in Owings Mills. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, this is a really good feel-good news story. A single-engine plane went missing in Alaska on Sunday with a pilot and two children on board.
Oh, my.
But a bunch of other pilots went looking for them and found them alive the next morning after being stranded for 12 hours. Here's one of the Good Samaritans, Dale Eicher, talking about helping out in the rescue effort.
I saw the Facebook post about the missing plane. Decided to go look for it. So I was probably halfway there. I barely even started looking. And somebody came on the radio and said that they found them. And they were alive. They were walking around. So I called the troopers immediately because I was still in cell service. And I knew there was a really good chance that the guy that had found him was not in cell service. Got him the info. Got the C-130 out there and got the helicopter.
That's just great. I mean, it's amazing. Guy sees a Facebook post, decides to chip in, and he's the one that finds these three. And we're able to rescue them. That is incredible.
That's amazing.
Speaking about open borders.
There's a lot of ground to
cover. Oh, yeah. Speaking of open borders and sanctuaries, cities and safe havens, et cetera, we just heard from the Borders Czar Tom Holman. Numbers USA has put out a report card on the Maryland congressional delegation. And not a single member, not one, gets an A. The closest will be Congressman Andy Harris. He gets a B+. I'm not sure what why they marked him down to a B+, but we'll have to inquire on that. Only one Democrat received above an F. Newly elected Congresswoman April McLean Delaney got a C-. Every single other member of the Maryland delegation, Senator Alsobrooks, Senator Van Hollen, F. Representative Sarah Alfrith, Steny Hoyer, Kwasi Mfume, Johnny Zero, Jamie Raskin, Glenn Ivey, F-.
Wow.
So, again, 10 delegation members, 8 out of the 10 getting an F or an F- on immigration, on enforcing immigration. Here,
how do you get an F-? I mean, you got to work at that.
Yeah, you got to be really, really bad. And then there's Representative Jasmine Crockett, who I think is determined to make herself the most hated politician in America by not only insulting the disabled, but doubling down on said comments. She was addressing the Sunday night, the L.A. Human Rights Campaign, which is a Rainbow Mafia organization. And listen to what she said about Texas Governor Greg Abbott. And mind you, he is confined to a wheelchair after being partially paralyzed back in his 20s when he was out jogging and an oak tree fell on his back and smashed his spine. That's how he was injured. He's been in a wheelchair ever since.
Because we in these hot-ass Texas streets, honey. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now.
Hey,
and the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot-ass mess, honey. So yes.
Oh, let's make fun of people in wheelchairs, shall we? Yeah, that's the party of compassion right there.
Yeah, there's nothing empathetic or sympathetic or compassionate about any one of these Democrats, including AOC and the Jihad Squad. But then after she got backlash across social media, I mean, she got skewered.
She doubles down. She says, quote, I wasn't thinking about the governor's condition.
Oh, come
on
now.
I was thinking about planes, trains, and automobiles he used to transfer migrants into communities led by black mayors, deliberately stoking tension and fear among the most vulnerable, end of quote. I mean, that is just, I think we found the new, Mad Maxine's getting long in the tooth. She's beginning to lose it. This is the new Mad Maxine to replace Maxine Waters. And again, these are racial arsonists. That's all they have is to play the race card.
I'll tell you, one thing that really, truly disappoints me is that no Democrat, you should by now have had official elected Democrats stand up and say, that's out of line. I'm sorry. And say it publicly, not just privately to her.
Well, you know,
that's out of line. What about Tammy Duckworth, for heaven's sake?
She went, exactly. She went after Abbott, then tried to excuse it or explain it. But we've gone back and found tweets in the past where she has made reference to his wheelchair as Hot Wheels and has made disparaging remarks about his disability. This is the modern Democrat Party, again. And it's they're Marxist, they're hateful, anything and everything. Everything goes. That's what drives this Trump derangement syndrome. That's why they now hate Elon Musk. For as much as good as this man has done, okay, you disagree with him politically, I get it. But now there's such hate and venom for Elon Musk because that's the modern Democrat Party, and hopefully they'll never get back in power again.
Listen, Tammy Duckworth, a double amputee, is a senator. She is in a wheelchair. Why somebody who is close to her or her don't just issue a statement saying what she said is offensive and we are better than that. Somebody should do that because if they don't do that, they continue to lose any credibility.
I think maybe Beth Van Dyne, Texas, Texas representative, congressman is sponsoring a censure resolution in the House. So we'll see what happens there on Jasmine off her rocker Crockett. Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com. And on our Rumble page, and you can check it out. We thank you for that. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Jasmine Crockett steps in it again, which begs the question, how does feces step in feces?
Oh, you, my pretty, and your little dog.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
852 Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up, of course, right after the top of the hour. Kim Klasick live, and Sean and I will get back to the lunchroom and see what goodies she brought in today.
And whether it's free or not.
Yes, exactly. For free, we are right there. 853, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I'm actually going to give you some good news this time.
Oh, okay.
95, Russell Street, 395. Finally, we're moving almost at the posted limit, 95 south. So that's an improvement. It's going to take a little while. as we're coming south into both the tunnels, 895, you're still basically sitting still at Moravia Road. So you have to ride all the way through the Old Harbor Tunnel from that point into the tunnel, 25 minutes, maybe 30. 95 is still backed up to the city-county line, but now at least through the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the four lanes open and the pace improving going down towards Washington Boulevard and the Beltway, we're making some progress. Still going to be 10 o'clock, barring any new problems, before all of this is gone and we get some sort of normalcy through the area. They're still working, and through the midday, 95 North, Harford County, have construction there at exit 76 and 77. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, it's going to be cold today, or cooler, I should say, high about 54. And then this is what we call a Kim Klasick forecast.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, 60. Friday, a chance of showers in 65. Saturday, close to 80 degrees. And Kim is with us here in studio.
A special K for Kim.
Still recovering from the chocolate gate.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Wow.
Here,
yeah,
in WC. Scandal. I should have warned Kim that anytime you bring food in and you put it in the break room, I don't know which happens faster, the vultures picking a carcass clean, a roadkill, yeah, or the people here in the break room destroying.
Choice number two.
I
had no idea. So I went home and I told Olivia about this, and she said she was appalled.
Just appalled.
She said, you're supposed to share. And I said, you think that Bruce would share by now?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. I tried to buy 10 of them to give out to the staff because I thought, we're helping Olivia out. She's a kid and doing a band thing or something. Oh, no, her dad already paid for them. Well, here, take my $20 anyways. $2.
But what was I going to put the $20? I can't. The money
you had, had a purse thing with you?
Where are we going with it? See, that would be
so,
me a thief.
Here's the question, though. What happened to the, how many bars did you ended up with? What happened to them?
Back.
Oh, you put them back?
Yeah, put them back.
Okay.
And you know what?
And they were gone.
They were all gone within about 3 minutes.
Well, of course, after
everybody got sad.
Kim made the announcement on air yesterday, and of course, that was like telling, you know, Ollie income freeze.
Right.
Well, you know, one of the most dangerous places to be in the entire world is between our sales staff and the break room when there's food in there.
Right.
Yeah, I had no idea. Well, hopefully everybody got to enjoy it. But it was a lot of fun, of course. We're going to talk today about what's going on in Annapolis. Unfortunately, Republicans were not victorious in their amendments. But I thought Delegate LaToya Cogollo, I have the audio, I think she gave a really good speech on the floor. So I'm going to share that with everybody. Also, you have, of course, the one-year anniversary of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. I'm sure many people are going to want to weigh in on that.
Yeah.
And then I got an email last night. I didn't even realize it. Today is the Women's History event at the White House.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that, too, because there's supposed to be lots going on.
I mean, we're talking real women.
Yes.
Would there would never be anything
Trump
other.
Would never do anything
exactly.
Like that.
Right. But it'd be interesting to see if one tries to sneak in.
You know, that would be interesting. I'll have my eyes glued on everybody just to make sure. But you know what? Nowadays, I don't know if I can tell every single time.
There have been some where I'm like, you're kidding me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? That's for you guys to worry about, not me.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you,
guys. We'll be tuned in at 9 o'clock. So this was significant yesterday in the Oval Office. President Trump signed an executive order declassifying all the papers, everything involved in Operation Crossfire Hurricane.
Next, sir, we have a presidential memorandum for your attention. This memorandum requires the immediate declassification of all FBI files relating to the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. This was obviously one of the instances of the weaponization of law enforcement powers of prosecution against you and others. We believe that it's long past time for the American people to have a full and complete understanding of what exactly is in those files.
Which gives the media the right to go in and go and check it. You probably won't bother because you're not going to like what you see. But this was total weaponization. It's a disgrace. It never happened in this country. But now you'll be able to see for yourselves, all declassified. Is that correct? Would you say all declassified?
Yes, sir.
Everything?
The FBI filed with there's a classified annex, but other than that, we'll put everything in the public eye.
He signs it. And words of advice.
Lawyer. Is anybody going to look?
Lawyer.
What about you? You going to look?
All right, that's President Trump. Yeah. And so it'll be interesting to see what they find and who's behind it all.
Oh, yeah. Gee, we have
Stay tuned.
We'll find out. Hey, if you're looking for a natural way to boost your energy, support your heart, stay active as you age, it's time to try Rescue Orasine. Now, this unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Now, right now, radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483 and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY. That's M-Y-E-N-E-R-G-Y. At checkout, don't miss this exclusive deal. It's not going to last long. Grab Rescue Orasine with a buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
All right, stick with us tomorrow. We'll delve deeper into Signal Gate on the program tomorrow morning here on The Morning Drive, which starts at 6 a.m. right here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.